in 2010. The Yeomen got a quick defensive score and got on the board early in that game, and it was I know I made the statement on the sideline in the first round between these two teams and said it was like deja vu all over again, but what a great way to get your football team off to a hot start when you can do that.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that concerns me about this ball game, Rob, is not only did we get that fumble and put it in the end zone, but not long after that, they had two bad snaps on fourth down, which gave us the football inside our 20-yard line twice, and bam, bam, we score. Which, when you're a ball possession team like the slot T is, when you're all of a sudden looking at a deficit like that, your game plan is sort of has got to change. And so I don't think that we have seen the real wings slot T attack that this bunch brings at us because they were always trying to come from behind. Tonight they're going to try to hang on that football and keep it away from the Yeomen.
Well, there was a blocked punt. One was blocked, and then there was another one that was snapped over the head of the punter. And you're right, the Yeomen got the football deep in Lago Vista territory and were able to score in both of those situations. And so that's the boat that it was in. As far as the Vikings go, an impressive resume to the table for the Vikings with three losses on the year. And if you're gonna look at records, the losses, Coach, they lost to Cameron, the number two team in the state. They lost to Refurio, the number one team in the state, coming out of 2A Division II. And their other loss was to McGregor, who was certainly, you know, they were a 9-1 team in the regular season. The only game they lost, of course, was to Cameron. Also an impressive 29-28 win over Grandview earlier in the year, who, by the way, is still alive in the playoffs. They play Newton tonight in the Region 3 semifinals. So, Coach, let's get to that point where we talk about, and of course, as a former coach, you know, take that angle on it when you play a team for a second time and imagine that you won by three scores in that game and you're having to face them again, something you don't like to have to do.
No, you don't. And the whole key is to get your guys thinking like you're thinking. They're going to hear the fans. They're going to see the scores. They're going to listen to all the stuff that's going on around town about we beat them easily last time and all that kind of stuff. But the coaches know you take away those 21 points right there, and it's a tie ball game. And so he knows that. He knows that they've won six straight ball games. They're coming in, and he wants his guys playing them just like they were undefeated. And I think one of the interviews with one of the players earlier in this week, he made the comment. He says, we've got to forget that ball game. This is a new one.
Well, this morning on his radio show, Coach Rick Rhodes talked to me about that very challenge.
The biggest challenge is that each team knows each other. You know, I think we, and just going by the video that we have, that we, you know, that we got by trading video throughout the year, I think we had 10 games on them and they had 7 on us. And so there's no secrets, you know. I mean, we know what each other's going to do. So that's the biggest part, you know. And then the other thing is the mental part of it, especially when you won the first game. And I've talked to the kids all week long. You know, if you let it become a factor, you know, they really could have the mental edge on us because they did get beat the first time. And so, you know, but what I tried to explain to them is that really that game didn't mean a whole lot. It meant a lot at the time because it gave us a leg up on the district. You know, we wanted to win the district championship and get the bye, and it gave us a leg up on doing that. But now that that's accomplished, it really that game, you know, is really meaningless right now. The game that's really, really important is right now. You know, and I think if you look around the state just last week, you know, down in the San Antonio areas, in a fight, there was a 5A school, Smithson Valley, beat a school 41 to 7 the first week of the season, and ended up getting beat by them last week in the playoffs 20-28. Yeah. Lamarck and Cold Springs are the same way. Cold Springs beat the tar out in the first time they played, and then they played in the playoffs last week, and Lamarck won. So, you know, you can't put it, you got to put it behind you. I mean, you prepare for it like any other game, and that's what we've tried to do all week long.
And, of course, you can go back and into Cameron Yeoman history and talk about some of the matchups there. 06, one of the years that comes to mind when the Yeoman beat Hutto for the district title and then faced him again in the quarterfinals later on that year. Hutto would win that one and go on to the state finals. And in 2000, the Yeomen easily downed the Lorena Leopards 31-7 in the second week of the year. And it's all they could do to get past them in bi-district that year, 6-2 at Floyd Casey and Waco. So, you know, when you have to face that second team, and especially when you know each other as well as you do here, when you're district opponents, it takes on a whole new feel. Yeoman facing that Lago Vista offense tonight and could line up a little bit differently tonight. Not a whole lot different, but we'll see the slot T, but we'll also see the power I formation. So they'll look a little bit more like the Troy Trojans did when the Yeoman faced that football team. And this morning on his radio show, Coach Rhodes talked about the challenges for the Yeo defense against that Lago Vista offense.
You know, their quarterback is kind of runs it for them. They've got a really good running back, number 23, Buford, who has got great speed and has made some big plays for him this year. Now, he didn't play a whole lot in the Edna game or the George West game, but I really suspect that he'll be back for us tonight. Their defensive end, number 22, Schwartz, is a factor on defense, but they've moved him over to the offensive side now in the backfield. And he's a very strong runner. And they run a little bit more power eye than the first time that we saw him. But they're a team that you got to be very, very disciplined against. You know, they come off the ball very well, and they run, and then they'll hit you with a play-action pass. I saw a stat this week, and I don't quote me on it because I'm not sure it's absolutely correct, but I think the quarterback only threw something like 20 passes in district, but 13 of them were for touchdowns.
Right.
Because they fool, you know, they run, and then hit you with a play-action pass. And so our secondary guys have got to be very, very disciplined tonight. They've got to read their keys every play. And if they do that, they won't surprise us. But if they get caught looking in the backfield, they'll hit us on some big plays like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about the slot T is that it's very guard-oriented. Their guards, you know, have a lot to do with where the ball's being run. And so if our linebackers can stay keyed on those guards and read those guards, you know, I think we've got a chance to stop them. But they're a very good offensive team. Make no, you know, bones about it. They're very, very good offensively.
Well, and that's when it comes to the discipline stuff. And we, you know, we can go back and remember that ball game, Coach. There were two plays that I can remember right off the top of my head where the Yeo secondary got caught looking back in the backfield and could have gave up a couple of touchdowns in those situations, but it was a poorly thrown football by Bryce Abrams. Otherwise, that's a lot closer ball game as well. So, again, it all comes down to the discipline on those guys.
Well, when you're playing the slot T, just like Coach Rhodes alluded to, you have got to be disciplined. I mean, you got to be strong and quick and all that other stuff. But there are certain keys that those offensive linemen and those ends are going to give you, and they're going to tell you where the play is going. There's very few ways of fooling you unless you just don't read your keys. And those guys, those linebackers reading those guards, those down linemen reading the block of the offensive linemen, and then, as he alluded to, that secondary has got to keep their eyes on those receivers and not get caught up in that running game, because all of a sudden they look up and there's going to be a blue shirt running right behind them.
Take a look at some of those numbers. Coach Rhodes talked about their key players out of the backfield. Shaheem Buford, the outstanding tailback, 644 yards and 11 touchdowns on the year. Scott Zufelt, another one of the backs, 680 yards, their leading rusher with 7 touchdowns. We'll also see some of Seth Lozano as well, who rushed for more than 500 yards and 5 scores. And then you throw Colton Schwartz into the mix, their fine defensive end, and they've mixed him a little bit into the backfield. So you're going to see 4 or 5 probably different style runners for this Lago Vista offense. Jason Capriva in that first game, 15 of 24, 261 yards and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He hit 8 different receivers in that ball game, and the Yeoman ran the ball pretty well that night as well. Keaton Denio had only 8 carries for 45 yards that night. Jaywan Anderson, 13 carries for 82 yards. And for the Yeoman offensively tonight, they do have some challenges. Keaton Denio, nicked up ankle that was banged up a little bit late in the first half last week. And Coach Rhodes admitted this morning, really not sure how much he can go tonight. He is a very integral part of that offense.
Oh, he really is. And I'm going to tell you, as we were coming over here, I mentioned the fact that his pass protection is being able to block. He is a much better blocker than any of the other backs that we have. And that has helped Capriva be able to stand back there a little longer. And when you take him out, you got to worry about Mr. Schwartz and those linebackers coming through.
Let's talk about their defense. Very physical, very good up front. Coach Rhodes talked about the Vikings' defense this morning on his radio show.
You know, they're a 3-3 front defensively, when we played them the first time, they were more of a cover 3 team. They've kind of shifted away from that a little bit and have gone to more of a cover 4 secondary look, which is probably a little bit better for the pass, and I'm sure that's why they've you know, went that direction. But they're very good defensively. You know, we talked about their tempo on offense. They're very fast defensively. They have some really good athletes to play on the defensive side of the ball. I think when you start talking about their defense, you've got to start with their defensive end, number 22, Colton Schwartz. He's a big time player for them, and we've got to do a good job of taking care of him tonight in pass protection and blocking him on running plays. You know, he's certainly someone that we're going to have to reckon with. Their linebackers are very, very good. They're led by number 26, Chris Bogart, and number 55, Cody Barrick. Those are kind of their outside linebackers, but they do a great job of running to the ball. And then in the secondary, they're led by their free safety, number 34, Brad Hood, who's a very good player. Now, Brad Hood is also a kid. We talked about Schwartz lining up in the backfield some for him now. They're also using Brad Hood now at fullback a little bit in their offense. So they're trying, I'm sure just like everybody else, they're trying to get a few more weapons on the offensive side and using some of those defensive players.
Well, there you go. We talked about Schwartz moving into the backfield. Brad Hood will get into the act there a little bit as well. Offensive numbers for the Yeomen is pretty steady. Keaton Anayo, 1,000-yard rusher, 9 touchdowns on the year, 26 catches for 204 yards and a couple more scores. Capriva, 175 of 288 with 2,200 yards and 29 touchdowns against just 6 interceptions. And then the top 3 receivers, Colton Sheffield, 675 yards and 12 touchdowns. Zach Feltz, Aaron Sims, and then you start throwing Austin Christie in there, and you get Justin Pratt in there. We've seen Tyler Sapp, and the Yeomen have a lot of different weapons. 8 separate receivers that Capriva hit against Lago Vista in the first meeting of these two schools. And Coach, you would expect to see probably at least try to get that same distribution tonight.
Oh, I'm sure we will. As you were sitting there talking, I was just recalling that all during the district, I cannot think of a game where he threw to less than 6 receivers.
Yeah.
So throwing to 7 and 8 is not going to be a problem for him if he has time to get the ball off.
All right. Yeoman have been very good at taking the football away as well, plus 25 in the takeaway ratios, and that's a big key for this defense as they get things going. Yeoman are on the field. Lago Vista about to make their way out onto the stadium here at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. We'll take a 60-second timeout, and we've got the start of this one coming up here from Georgetown. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The weather is cooler and the holidays are upon us, so that can only mean one thing. It's high school football playoff time. Congratulations, Cameron Yeoman, on a great district season. Everyone at Ideal Poultry in Cameron wants to say good luck in the playoffs. They stand behind you and will be there to cheer you on. Ideal Poultry invites all Cameron Yeoman fans to follow the Yeoman too as they begin their journey to the state playoffs. Good luck, Yeoman, from everyone at Ideal Poultry.
Vicky Goza of Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
Thank you.
Getting set for the start of the Region 4 semifinals here from Georgetown as the Cameron Yeoman captains get set to meet with the Lago Vista Vikings. Mike Levon, Michael Gellner, Jason Kapreva, Colt Labai, the captains for the Yeoman and the captains for Lago Vista tonight, Addison Elliott, along with Dee Ballard, also Brad Hood, and the other captain is Connor Guillaume for the Lago Vista Vikings as the Yeoman, the visitors tonight here in Georgetown, all decked out in white with maroon numbers, and the Lago Vista Vikings, the home team tonight, they're in royal blue with white numbers as the two teams meet at midfield for the coin toss here tonight, and the coin toss brought to you by Marek Burns Label Funeral Home.
Guys, congratulations to both teams for making this far in the playoffs. Nice sportsmanship, okay? We expect that from both sides. You captains, we expect y'all to take care of that for us, all righty? All right, Cameron, you ought to visit the team. Get a call the coin toss.
Call heads.
I want you to say loud enough for this guy can hear. And he said heads, okay? We're going to flip it. Okay, it is heads. Y'all won the coin toss and won the fur, correct?
Yes, sir, with the fur.
All right.
There you have the coin toss. The Cameron Yeoman win the toss and defer. And so the Lago Vista will get the ball first. And they will be defending the north end zone here tonight and moving from our left to right in the first quarter of play.
And there is no wind. Look at that clock. I mean that clock. That flag is just hanging just straight down by that pole. It's a perfect night for football.
Absolutely no wind. And, of course, we are at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, Texas, for third-round playoff action. The Cameron Yeoman visiting team across the way. The fans have come out in force again for the Yeoman. Our national anthem tonight will be performed by the Lago Vista Band, as both teams have lined their respective sidelines for tonight's national anthem. As the clock ticks down to 2 minutes to kickoff, tonight's national anthem. Well, our microphone from across the field is a bit stretched, and so we can't bring you the national anthem tonight. But we are moments away from kickoff here at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Playoff Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
You feel it the minute you walk in our doors. You know you're in a friendly place, a place where people know their jobs and enjoy doing them. Everywhere you look, you see people helping people. Good service and a good attitude have a lot to do with each other. You can't have one if you don't have the other. A strong bank is built on strong relationships. Strong relationships are built on good service. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Is it warm to you? Welcome back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman take on the, Lago Vista, a very familiar opponent. I heard, Coach, where both teams have seen plenty of tape on the other team.
Well, they have, and they know each other from two previous engagements, so they know each other real well. It's just going to be whoever decides to play ball the best tonight.
The Yeoman again win the toss and defer, so they'll put, I guess, what you might consider their strong point on the field first, and that's the defense.
Well, I would, you know, when you defer, there's two things. One is you'd like to get the ball first in the second half. The other thing is, in this case, is the Cameron Yeoman are going to put their best phase out on the field and get a test right from the very beginning.
Yeah, J.T. Buckley, David Johnson, and Chris House all back to receive this kickoff. They'll stand inside their 10-yard line again. The Lago Vista will be moving from our right to left or from north to south here in the first quarter. The Vikings, again, decked out in blue on blue with white trim and gold hats. Well, they're blue hats with a lot of gold decorations. Yeoman white on white with maroon trim and white hats. Michael Levon tees it up. For the Omen. And there's the signal, and this one is underway. High, deep kick down the middle, fielded at the 4-yard line, coming up to the 10, the 15, hit at the 18 and dropped at the 18-yard line, and that is where the Vikings will put it into play. Colt Leiby and Michael Gellner there on the tackle for the Omen.
Michael Gellner, Jonathan Riggs on the tackle. There is a flag on the play.
A flag on the play for offsides against the Omen. And so the great downfield coverage coach might have had a little jump start.
Yes, sir. And they're going to make them kick it over.
Yeah. A little too eager. And the Yeoman had pinned the Vikings inside the 20 on that kickoff, but the offside penalty will have to back it up to the 40, the 35, and re-kick. Not a good way to start the game. We got a penalty. And officially, this game hadn't started yet, I guess.
Well, according to the clock, it has.
Yeah, six seconds on the run back.
The warm-up run.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
Kind of slipped in there, didn't he?
You have to watch him.
Yeah.
I'm sneaky.
Yeah, I like that. Well, after learning the strength of Yvonne's leg, the three deep guys are standing where they were to begin with, and that is right inside the 10-yard line. That is Chris House in the middle. Flanked to his right is David Johnson, and to his left, J.T. Buckley. And now from the 35, the Yeoman will boot it away. Another high, deep down the middle, and that's House at the 8-yard line. He comes up across the 15 to the 20, breaks through to the 30, and is upended at the 30-yard line. So they gain about 12 yards on the re-kick, and that's where the Vikings will put it into play, first and 10.
Chris House will return to the 30.
First and 10 for the Vikings.
Zach Phelps, number 3.
Who have added a few wrinkles, Coach, offensively since we've seen them last. They'll line up in some power eye, and they're throwing the ball a little bit more effectively out of that slot T. They'll come to the line of scrimmage from the sidelines, lining up in a slot left, two backs behind the quarterback, who goes under center, tosses left side, and bounces outside to the 35-yard line. Tyler Satt meets him head-on there, but not before a 6-yard gain.
Well, they cut our cornerback down, who came up in a hurry and got cut down and gave him the sideline.
Bryce Adams on the toss out to Seth Lozano. They'll mark him down at the 35, so give him a 5-yard gain, and it's second and 5 for the Vikings. Again, these Vikings really, they don't have any rules or regulations when it comes to going for it on fourth down. Coming wide to the right this time is big number 84, Addison Elliott. Wing right, one back, twins to the right. Rolling right is Adams. He wants to throw on the run. It's incomplete, intended for Elliott out on the near sideline. And Colt Leiby was all over him. The throw was a little bit low, and they couldn't connect.
Well, I think they were trying to catch the Cameron Yeoman unexpected. They'd been lining up in that tight slot formation. All of a sudden, they came with two wide receivers, and I saw the secondary running around trying to figure out where they were going to go. They figured it out just in time.
Third down and 5 from the 35-yard line of the Vikings. They are moving right to left. The ball is on the far hash mark.
Let you and I get in the same stadium. They're going from left to right.
What'd I say?
Right to left.
Slot right, one man in motion to the near side under center. And rolling right, wants to throw, flushed, and a quick throw over the middle, caught and dropped. Dick Elliott was hit by Tyler Sapp as the ball got to him, and he couldn't hold on, and it's fourth down and 5.
Well, now there's a new wrinkle. Two out of the first three plays were passes. That's something unusual, especially after they picked up 5 yards on the first play.
And this is unusual, too. They're punting the ball. On a third down and 5, fourth and 5 from their own 35-yard line, the punting unit is on the field. Beware of the fake. His team does not like to punt, but this is a deep snap and a low line drive punt that hits at the 35, fielded at the 30-yard line by Zach Feltz, He tries to change directions and is up to the 36-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will put it into play, first and 10.
Yeah, Joe, he's not going to be able to make a cut on this field. It's a lot slicker than what we had last week.
Well, we'll see who starts at running back for the Yeoman. If we can't cut, that would hamper the ability of Jaywan Anderson more than it would Keaton Denio. We've got Keaton out there, though, as a wide receiver as the Yeoman spread the field from sideline to sideline with five wideouts. Capriva alone in the backfield. He'll take the snap, looks left, throws. It is caught, but a flag is down as Aaron Sims makes the catch for a short game, but that looked like he might have had contact early. And a pass interference call may be forthcoming against the Vikings. Nope, ineligible man downfield against the Yeoman.
Evidently, it's the way we lined up, and one of the receivers on the inside must have both been on the line of scrimmage, and when they both came off, that's ineligible. So, yeah, that's just an alignment.
They'll mark him off 5 yards against the Yeoman. Well, is it a down replay?
Yes.
A replay of first down, first and 15, now from the 31-yard line.
But I noticed that they're not playing man-for-man short. They're playing zone, and we thought they were going to be in man-for-man.
Now Denio is lined up in the backfield to the right of Capriva. Trips go wide to the right side. One man, Sheffield, wide to the near side. Quick pass right side to Sims. He's got it across the 35, the 40, and out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Aaron Sims, a gain of about 10 yards. Give him 11 on the carry, on the catch and run, and it'll be second and five for the Yeoman. Got the penalty yardage back plus five. And it's second down and five. Trips come to the near side this time for the Yeoman. Ball is at the 41-yard line. Sheffield alone wide to the right. Ball on the far hash mark. Yeoman moving right to left. Hand off to Denio coming near side. He breaks a tackle across the 45. Pulls his way across midfield and into Viking territory at the 49. That is a gain of 10 yards and a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Well, I was just getting ready to say before we ran that football that they cannot cover us two men on three, and that's what they're trying to do.
Trips go wide to the right. Twins near side. Alone in the backfield is Capriva. Ball is at the Viking 49-yard line. Yo first possession after the defense forces a three and out for the Vikings' first possession. Capriva, quick pass right side to Denio. Breaks and cannot get away from one man behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 4 yards on that catch and run by Keaton Denio.
Keaton Denio.
Just a little flare pass out to the right side.
Well, that outside linebacker was keying on him and was right there with him.
Second down and 14 for the Yeoman. Sheffield comes to the near side. Twins go wide right. And Capriva, another quick flare pass near side. Zach Feltz, he's got some room across midfield to 45 and is out of bounds at the 42-yard line. A gain of 12, maybe 10, a gain of 10. And it's going to be third down and four for the Yeoman. Give him 11, and it's third and three.
Lago Vista's defensive coaches have been scrambling these last few plays, especially after they've seen Keaton Denio on two plays in a row, and they're trying to figure. I don't think they figured he was going to be as used as he is right now.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver most of the time so far tonight. Trips, including Denio, wide to the right. Twins to the near side. Third down and three for the Yeoman from the 42. Quick pass. This one is caught by Sims at the 39-yard line. He was pushed back across the 40, and they're not going to give him that forward progress. It's fourth down and a short yard.
By 32, Trent Exley. Gain of only two.
Yeah, they were sitting there. They're sitting in a zone. He's not running with him. He's sitting there waiting for the next receiver to come out.
Fourth down and a yard from the 40. It is Sims, Feltz, and I think that's Shelton, wide right. Sheffield alone near side. Denio in the backfield with Capriva. Flank to his left. Denio, no, a flag before the play and an illegal procedure call against the Yeoman.
believe our left tackle moved.
Yep.
That is a big penalty when you need a yard on fourth down.
And if he was trying to sell himself on an acting career, he's not going to do it when you throw your head up and go, ah.
This might throw us into the pooch kick situation. Nobody back deep to receive a kick.
Well, we will.
We'll send twins to both sides. Capriva stands at midfield. He takes those two steps back. We're in the pooch kick. Nobody back deep to receive the punt. And it's a high end-over-end knuck that will hit at the 11, bounce down to the 2-yard line, and is killed there as the Yeomen have pinned the Vikings deep.
42-yard punt by
Capriva. A 42-yard punt by Capriva on the pooch kick. And it's going to be downed at the 3-yard line. And the Vikings are 97 yards away.
And well, if you're going to script it, that's how.
They'll say the Cameron Yeoman defense right now is looking for one of those turnovers that they're so famous for, because that would give them great field position.
Well, the Vikings came out more passing than running in their opening possession, but were 3 and out. Two of those were incomplete passes. This time they line up in the tight formation, slot left, and look like movement. Nobody, no flags, and the handoff over left guard for about 2 yards to the 6. It looked like the tailback moved a little early, but there are no flags, and it's 2nd down and 8.
It's all right if he's going laterally.
Warren Wright gets the tackle for the Yeoman.
2nd down and 8 from the 6-yard line. Maybe more like 7. 2nd down and 7. They need the 13. Slot left, slot in motion near side. And the handoff to the tailback, and he is across the 8, down up to the 9-yard line, where it will be 3rd down and 4.
Zufeld, again, the ball carrier brought down by...
Zufeld on the carry. Edgar Luna on the tackle for the Yeoman. 3rd down and 3 from the 10-yard line. Bryce Abrams, the quarterback for the Vikings, and now the big tight end, number 84, Addison Elliott, a senior, and I bet he goes, Coach, 240. He trots in, and he will line up tight end right side. Slot right, two backs in the backfield, toss right side, and strung outside, turns the corner but does not pick up the first down. He is, well, it's going to be really close. In fact, they give him an excellent spot up to the 14, and that does move the chains. I certainly didn't see that forward progress on the near sideline.
No, sir. That was a near sideline call. The headlines, but over here, he came out at about the 13, between the 12 and 13. And then he kind of sidestepped to the side when the lineman on the home side marked it.
So they inched out a first down on that carry, and it's 1st and 10 from the Viking 14-yard line. Slot left. Abrams under center. Toss left side. And stringing it out is the Yo defense and burying the runner on the far sideline after a 2-yard pickup. Not sure who made the tackle, but great defense as the Yeoman strung that one out.
That was Zach
Raiola.
Zach Raiola on the carry. I mean, on the Schwartz, I think, on the carry, and Zach Raiola on the tackle.
Right.
And it's 2nd down and 8 for the Vikings. 6:15 remaining in the first quarter, no score. Each team with one possession so far, and the Vikings into their second possession of the night. They have one first down so far. Slot right, under center Abrams. He will hand off and up the middle for about 6 or 7 yards to the 22-yard line. Goes the tailback, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 3 now for the Vikings. Or 2. 3rd and 2.
It's going to be a chop block.
Oh, big penalty. A chop block against the Vikings is going to move this one way back.
15 yards.
Or half the distance. Do they go half the distance that direction?
Oh, yeah.
That's a shame. They'll mark it from the line of scrimmage, which was the 16, back to the 8-yard line, correct? The ball, the line of scrimmage was the 16. It should go to the 8-yard line.
16.
It was a...
Was it a spot?
Yeah.
Spot penalty? It's still marked at the 8.
So 8.
That's where they'll set up shop now on second down and 16 from the 8-yard line.
There was some confusion down here whether the foul was at the
second down 16 facing the Vikings.
Didn't get that last part. Elliott, the big wide receiver, goes wide to the left. One man comes to the near side as well. That is Seth Lozano. Wing left, one running back, and Abrams, quick pass over the middle. This one is incomplete. Up across the middle at about the 25-yard line, and it is third down and 16 now for the Vikings.
Well, they were trying to spread us out and then send a tight end right up the middle, but the Yeomen were all over it, and there was a pass rush right in the quarterback's face.
Third down and 16 from the 8-yard line for the Vikings. No score, 5:46 remaining in the first quarter. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Call Benton Watson at 697 or Sarah Young at 697-6488. To the line of scrimmage. Wing slot right, handoff over left or right guard for very little gain to about the 11-yard line. A gain of 3, and it is fourth down and 13 now for the Vikings. They pick up one first down on that particular drive, and out of two drives, they have one first down to their credit. They'll be punting away, and the Yeomen should come out of this in great field position. Back to do the punting is Colton Schwartz, and he'll stand in his own end zone. Tyler Sapp and Zach Feltz will stand inside Viking territory to receive this punt. Here's the snap, and the punt is off. High, good punt. Knuckler end over end, fielded at the 50-yard line. Coming to the near side is Feltz. He's across the 40 and hit and dropped at the 38-yard line of the Vikings.
39-yard punt. Feltz returns.
Feltz returns at 11 yards, and it'll be first and 10 for the Yeomen.
37-yard line.
They're going to mark him actually at the 37. So a 13-yard punt returned by Zach Feltz. And the Yeomen have a short field to work with. .459 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Second possession of the night for the Yeomen. Sheffield comes to the near side. That is the short side of the field. As the Yeomen send twins wide right. And Jaywan Anderson, the running back, with Capriva now from the 37. Capriva takes the snap, drops back, looks across the middle, hits his man. That's Colton Sheffield. He is inside the 20 and spun down at the 15-yard line. Sheffield just made a slant pattern look easy across the middle, and Capriva threw the strike.
22 yards.
And a 22-yard run after or catch and run by Colton Sheffield sets up the Yeomen in the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone, first and 10.
As a huge hole in that zone defense that time, and Sheffield just slipped right into it.
From the 15 we go. Twins out to both sides for the Yeomen. The ball dead between the hash marks as Capriva will take a long snap count. Now drops back, looking, flushed out of the pocket. He is going to be wrapped up back at the 22-yard line.
They brought the heat that time.
The pocket was there, but it wasn't there for very long. And it's a big loss of 7 yards. Back to the 22.
I'm just telling you, if we can keep the guys off of them, our outside receivers on the outside, the widest receivers, are one-on-one, and there's lots of room out there.
Sheffield and I think that's Christie, wide left. No, that's Feltz. Twins go wide right. One of those is Jalen White, I believe. And Capriva wants to throw over the middle again. Too tall. Intended for Colton Sheffield again down around the 12-yard line.
Third down, 17.
That one had some zip on it, and Sheffield just couldn't haul it in.
A little bit behind him.
Third down and 17 now for the Yeomen from the 22-yard line. The Yeomen will send Sheffield and White to the near side. Austin Christie, wide right, along with Colton Shelton. Now Jaywan Anderson lines up on the near side as well. Capriva looking downfield, deep corner, got a man, caught, touchdown Yeoman.
Levi Shelton.
Colton Shelton streaks down the far sideline, separates himself from the defender, and Jason Capriva just laid it in the breadbasket, and the Yeoman have scored on a third down and 16. A 22-yard catch and run by Colton Sheffield in that drive, and then a 22-yard catch in the end zone by Colton Shelton.
I'm just telling you, they can't play our wide receiver like they're playing them.
And here's the Milam Auto Carquest extra point, the hold and the kick, a low line drive, but it sneaks kick is good into the bottom left corner of the upright, and the Yeoman are up 7-0 with 3:40 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Teamwork and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a Yeoman.
Welcome back, and here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeoman pinned the Vikings deep, and then after one first down, forced a punt. And after a 13-yard return by Zach Feltz to the Lago Vista 37-yard line, the Yeoman struck quickly with a 22-yard catch and run by Colton Sheffield, but then a 7-yard sack set up a 22-yard catch into the right corner of the end zone by Colton Shelton. A four-play, 37-yard drive, and the extra point was good. The Yeoman are up 7-0 with 3:40 left here in the first quarter of play. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Yvonne will tee it up.
Michael Yvonne said kickoff.
From the 35, here's the boot, and it's a low-line drive over the head of Schwartz and rolls in and out of the end zone, and the Vikings will have it at their own 25-yard line, first and 10.
I don't think the last time that we played the Vikings that we had Michael Yvonne as our kicker, but he has fooled them here tonight. Two high, deep kicks down inside the 10-yard line, and then a line drive that went over their head and into the end zone.
Well, the new rule this year, at the line of scrimmage.
He wanted to go deep to his tight end right down the middle, but I'm telling you what, the Cameron Yeoman had him covered. They were sitting there reading their keys.
Second down, 10.
That's a no gain, won't be considered a sack, but a no gain on the play as Abram stumbled back to the line of scrimmage and then was met by the brick wall, Samari Wright. Second down and 10 from the 25.
Samari was just saying hello.
Yeah.
It was just love to
have. A little bit what to come. Big Elliott back out wide to the left. Wing right, two backs. Abrams under center, the wing in motion. The handoff up the middle, and Edgar Luna gobbles him up after 2 yards.
That was Edgar and Josh Smitherman took that one.
A gain of 2 to the 27. It is third down and 8 now for the Vikings.
Well, the Yeoman are showing them that slot T, and right now it's creating some problems for them.
Big Addison Elliott again checking in offensively. They've gone to him twice, but both times he has not been able to hang on to the ball. And he will line up tight end right, slot right, wing left, and now timeout Vikings. We'll take a break with them with 2:15 remaining. In the first quarter of play, the Yeoman on top 7-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Welcome back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, Texas, where the Cameron Yeomen lead the Laga Vista Vikings 7-0. 2:15 remaining in the Benton Watson Farm Bureau Insurance first quarter of play. Third down and 8 for the Vikings from their own 27-yard line. They need the 35 for a first down. Addison Elliott comes wide to the right side. One man goes wide left. That's Chris House. Two backs behind Abrams, the quarterback. And now House comes in motion, and Abrams wants to throw. He flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his right, has time. Now dumps one over the middle, and it was almost intercepted. Thrown behind House, the intended receiver, and almost picked off.
Well, Cameron Yeomen, so far in this ballgame, have been reading their keys, and those receivers are not getting open.
It is fourth down and 8. And again, the punting unit is on for the Vikings. As Colton Schwartz lined up back at his 13 to receive the deep snap. Tyler Sapp and Zach Feltz back to receive the punt. Here's the snap, no rush. High end-over-end punt. Fair caught by Tyler Sapp at the 39-yard line.
Fine punting by the Lago Vista Vikings. I'm going to tell you that. That ball was high, and no way are you going to get a return on it.
They mark it at the 40, and the Yeomen are 60 yards away. They lead it 7-0. 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter.
But Coach, I'm sure they'll let him keep punting all night long if he wants to.
Yeoman will.
Yeah.
Yeoman huddled up around the coach over on the sidelines.
And the play clock is running.
Yes, it is. Down to 15 seconds as the Yeoman comes straight to the line of scrimmage, and they will send Colton Sheffield wide to the near side along with Zach Feltz. Aaron Sims and Colton Shelton wide to the right. Jaywan Anderson in the backfield. No, that's Denio. Pump once. Long downfield. Colton Sheffield is there, but he can't come up with it.
Oh, that ball was a little too far.
A little too far downfield as Sheffield had three steps on the defender on that pump fake by Capriva, but no connection, and it's second down and 10. Wow.
He could have almost walked into the end zone if he'd have been able to get to it.
Yeah, defending Sheffield then was Nick Hargrove. And I think Sheffield might have a couple of points in the 40 on Hargrove. Twins go to both sides. Ball on the far hash mark. Yeoman again moving right to left here in the first quarter. Or from south to north. Capriva, quick pass, right side. Sims has it. He breaks one tackle but is swallowed at the 48-yard line. A gain of 8 yards. And it'll be third and 2 for the Yeoman.
Right this minute, they're either giving us the middle, giving us the deep outside, or they're giving us the flat. They can't cover all of them, and so far we've been right on the money.
Well, Denio has run one time tonight for 10 yards or 11 yards. We need 2 yards here as the Yeoman will work the wide side of the field with three receivers, one near side, and Denio in the backfield. He'll get the handoff this time. Bounces outside with some room across midfield and spins his way down to the 49-yard line. He needed 2, and he got 3, and it'll move the chains for the Yeoman. They'll spot it at the 49. First and 10, Yeoman. Well, Coach, what I suspected would be a ball control type offense for Lago Vista tonight has been just the opposite. The Yeomen are actually controlling the play clock, game clock.
At this time.
Yeah.
At this time.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. First and 10 from Lago's 49-yard line. And Capriva will hand off, but Denio is met immediately in the backfield. Barely had time to get the handoff.
Somebody blew a blocking assignment.
A very big breakdown in that offensive line then, and it's a loss of 3 yards. You hardly ever see a loss of 3 yards on a running play for the Yeoman. A second down and 13. Trips near side, wide side of the field. Shelton alone wide to the right. Capriva dropping back. Has the little bubble screen to Sims. But Sims is finally going north and cuts down to about the 46-yard line. They mark him knee down at the 47. And that's a gain of about 5 yards. It sets up a third down and 8.
That'll be the
And that is the end of the first quarter of play. The Yeoman lead at 7-0 and have the ball when we come back. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Lago Vista Vikings 7-0. They have the ball. It is third down and 2.
Third and 8.
Third and 8 for the Yeoman from the Viking 47-yard line. The Yeoman will send twin receivers to both sides. Denio in the backfield with Capriva. As the Yeoman now move left to right toward the clock end zone. Capriva takes the snap, dropping back, looking across the middle, throws one. It is caught and dropped immediately, but just enough for a first down. And I'll get the number in just a moment.
I believe it's Shelton.
Shelton again.
Shelton on the reception.
The go-to man tonight so far, Colton Shelton, makes a key catch to move the chains for the Yeoman.
But it's good for a Yeoman first down. Gain of 9.
Needed 8, got 9.
They are so worried about us going deep that they're giving us a lot of cushion.
Trip receivers wide to the left. Shelton alone wide to the near side. And Capriva will again throw the little flare pass out to Sims. He's got it, hit and dropped after a 3-yard pickup to the 35-yard line.
Sims has stayed outside that block by his wide receiver. He'd still be running.
A gain of 3, second down and 7 from the Lago 35-yard line. The Yeoman lead it 7-0 and are driving again. This drive started back at the Yeo 40. They have struck on a 22-yard connection from Capriva to Shelton for the only score of the night so far. Sims and Shelton wide to the right side this time as twins go wide to the far side as well. And Capriva wants to throw again. Looking left, downfield, deep, got a man, caught. Zach Phelps and out of bounds inside the 20 at the 15-yard line.
Well, they used Sheffield as a decoy that time. Took him about 4 steps and stopped him. The man stopped, and Phelps just broke to the outside and was wide open.
Yards on the catch and run by Zach Phelps. To the 15-yard line where it is first and 10 for the Yeoman inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. On the move once again, Capriva takes the snap. He'll hand off to Denio. Denio trying to find some daylight and just can't find any in between the tackles for no gain.
Well, an outside linebacker on the right side has done a good job of being able to stay at home and cut his feet out from under him.
Second down and 10 now for the Yeoman. Big Edgar Luna checking in on that offensive line for Jonathan McAnulty at right tackle. Trips go wide right. Twins wide left. Second and 10 from the 15. Capriva looking in the corner of the end zone, and this one is too tall.
Well, it's out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Actually, I think Sheffield came up with it, but he was 2 or 3 steps out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
And well, it's third down and 10.
The problem that Capriva always has throwing that fade to the left side is he's left-handed. And if he doesn't throw the ball out into the playing field, it'll drift out of bounds every time. And that's what's happened that time.
So third down and 10 for the Yeoman from the Lago 15-yard line. Shelton, Phelps, and Sims will all line up to the wide side of the field, the right side. Sheffield alone wide left. And Capriva wants to throw over the right side, over the middle. No, now he finally throws, lobs one left side, right before he got back to the line of scrimmage, and he was hit in the back as he made that throw, and there is a flag down. There was a lot of scrambling there by Jason Capriva.
Well, he had two receivers open, but he just lobbed it out there, and there was nobody there.
And we'll see what the penalty flag is. It's going to go against the Yeoman, I do believe. And it would be 4th and 10 if they decline it. Let's see.
It's going to be ineligible downfield.
I was afraid of that with all that time. Ineligible man downfield. Penalty is declined. It is 4th down and 10 from the 15-yard line. And we might see Mike Levon come on here. The ball is spotted on the far hash mark, or as the Yeomen are moving left to right on the left hash mark. Michael Evon will attempt a 32-yard field goal from the left hash mark. Well within his range. As the tee will be spotted down at the 22. Shelton will hold. Yeoman trying to add to their 7-point lead. A 22-yarder from the left hash mark. Here's the snap. Here is the kick. Plenty of leg. It's up, and it is no good. Wide left. As Evon has had problems hooking the longer kicks.
9:59 left in the second period.
And the Yeoman squabble an opportunity there.
Vikings will take over.
But still lead it 7-0 as the Vikings will take over at the 20-yard line, coming back the other way.
Really a bad snap on that, and it was all they could do to just get it up so that Evon could even get a hold of it.
So the 32-yarder fails, and Lago Vista comes to the line of scrimmage, toss left side, and stumbled and brought down after about a 3-yard gain out to the 23-yard line.
Chris House.
That was
House.
Chris House on the carry for the Vikings. Second down and 7. The Vikings come out with a little different look tonight, throwing the ball about as much as they run the ball, but it has not been effective. Now they're coming back to their traditional slot tee, a slot right. Abrams under center. He'll hand off to the tailback, and he's brought down at the 37-yard line for a gain of 4. And it's going to be 3rd down and 3 now for the Vikings.
So Denzel Haynes, 76.
3rd down and 3. The ball is at the 27. They need the 30.
3rd down and 3.
And Big Addison Elliott checks in offensively for the Vikings. And he will come wide to the near side. And the Vikings set up in a wing left. Two backs behind Abrams. He wants to throw. Quick pass over the right side. Intercepted by the Yeoman. Going the other way. Inside the 15, the 10. Justin Pratt. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Justin Pratt, number 25.
Just a completely bad pass. And Pratt was standing, was the only man standing there that had a chance at that ball.
So the Yeoman have struck defensively on a Justin Pratt INT pick six. Yeoman are up 13-0. The Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up. As Shelton will hold for Evon.
We had a half snap on the field goal. Let's make sure we get a good one here.
There's the snap, the hold, and the kick, and it's all good. And, Coach, you might look at the silver lining there and think, well, we might not have got 7 if we'd have made that field goal.
There's a lot of things.
That's a silver lining.
Yeah, that's a silver lining. There you go.
8:40 remaining in the second period. The Yeoman are up 14-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
Welcome back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, where the Cameron Yeoman get a pick six from Justin Pratt, about a 25-yarder to boot. On a tipped pass, he tipped it and then hauled it in and took it down the near sideline for the score, and the Yeoman are up 14-0. As Michael Ebon will tee it up. And the trio of Chris House, David Johnson, and J.T. Buckley back to receive the kickoff. 8:40 remaining in the House, second quarter.
Johnson, Buckley, DPC, Ebon kicking off.
Ebon boots it away, and it's a high short kick this time. It's going to be fielded on the run at the 16-yard line, up the middle with some room.
Well, Sims was in the middle, though, Coach. He got helped from the backside. That didn't get caught by any of the officials.
8:34 remaining in the second quarter. Ball spotted out at the 41-yard line as Abrams brings his team to the line of scrimmage and will hand off to House around the right side. He's caged up for a big loss as he couldn't turn the corner, and the Yeoman stayed at home. A loss of three.
Scott Zufeld. Broke down for a loss by Michael Geller, 16.
And ball spotted now back 24. At the 38-yard line. A three-yard loss, 13. And it is second down and 13 for the Vikings. 14-0 Yeoman. One offensive and one defensive touchdown so far. To the line they come. Wing right, two backs. Abrams under center. And now the wing in motion. The handoff is up the middle, though, and stacked up after about a 5-yard gain. Give them four to the 42-yard line, and it's going to be third down and 9. Third and 9 for the Vikings. Boy, the yards have been tough for the Vikings tonight.
Well, they came out and started the ball game with a sweep play that got 5 yards, and they haven't had anything like that since.
Addison Elliott, the big tight end, as a wide receiver now, split out wide to the right. Twins, in fact, wide to the right. Wing right, rolling right as Abrams wants to throw, dumps one on the go. On the far side, he's wrestled out of bounds up around the 47-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down and 4 from the 47.
The first completion of the ball game.
And the Vikings are very known for going for it on fourth down in situations like this, but here it appears that maybe not quite as much confidence, Coach, in their offense tonight as the punting unit comes on.
Maybe respect for the Cameron Yeoman defense.
As Tyler Sapp will backpedal to receive the punt from Colton Schwartz. He'll take the deep snap and boot it away. Knuckler line drive, backing Sapp up. He fumbles and has to fall on the ball at the 10-yard line. So the Yeoman have it first and 10 from their own 10-yard line now. Certainly wouldn't want a mistake back here. This is the poorest field position the Yeoman have had so far tonight.
That's just more stats to go out and get.
More yardage. 6:58 remaining in the first half. As the Yeoman put it into play from their own 10-yard line.
I'm not sure he didn't lose that ball up in the lights because he was very hesitant about catching the ball.
The Yeoman will send trip receivers to the wide side of the field as one man lines up wide left. That is Sheffield. And Jaywan Anderson in the backfield, he'll get the handoff up the middle. And he spins his way up to the 15-yard line for a gain of 6 to the 16-yard line.
To the 15, 16.
Second down and 4 for the Yeoman.
On the tackle, number 26, Chris Army.
Yeoman need the 20. This drive started at the 10. The Yeoman lead it 14-0. A 37-yard touchdown drive by the Yeoman in 4 plays. And then a 25-yard pick six by Justin Pratt defensively. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Second down and 4 from the 16. And Capriva wants to throw. Sets up in the pocket across the middle. Wide open, and he misses the receiver. Throws it behind.
I mean to tell you, Jaylen was White. Wide open at the 30.
Jaylen White open. Had room to run had that ball been on the money.
Third down. Four.
I don't think Capriva was is used to seeing a receiver that wide open.
Maybe not. Maybe needed a little more coverage.
Woo!
He was open. Third down and four now for the Yeoman. Christie and Shelton wide right, along with White now. Sheffield wide left. Ball is between the hash marks at the 16-yard line. And Capriva wants to throw right side. And Christie breaks one tackle, but can't get back to the line of scrimmage before he's hammered at the 15, a loss of a yard, and it's fourth down, and for the first time tonight, the Yeoman will have to punt.
But I'm going to tell you, that play is not going to go the way they're playing their defense because they're playing an umbrella, four guys, but the cornerback is not going anywhere. He's sitting right there waiting for that very play, and then the outside linebacker comes flying out there, so that play is not going to go for much tonight.
And the Vikings will come out of this in pretty good field position. As Nick Hargrove back to receive the punt. Can't make out the other one unless that may be Connor Unawam. Here's the punt. Almost blocked. End over end, low line drive. It's going to be fielded at the 45-yard line. Breaks the tackle, comes to the near side, and is driven out of bounds at the 43-yard line of the Yeoman.
Well, the Yeoman had him back there at the 47-yard line of the Vikings. And he just made a little pivot. The Cameron Yeoman went flying right by him, and he got over behind the wall for that return.
They're going to mark it at the 42 of the Yeoman. 5:16 remaining. And, Coach, that missed pass over the middle is looming pretty big right now.
Oh, I'm telling you, just not used to somebody being that wide open. But I'm going to tell you, not only was he wide open, if he'd have caught the ball, he'd have gone to the house. The Yeoman just have to continue to play the defense they're playing right this minute.
As Lago in their best field position of the night, line up wing right and will hand off over right tackle. He bounces off of one man and then is driven down at the 38-yard line where it'll be second down and six for the Vikings.
Jordan, before Green, brought down by Samari Wright, 44.
Under 5 minutes to play in the half. The Yeoman with a 14-0 lead. And the Vikings sprint to the line of scrimmage in a slot left. They will hand off the tailback over right side. Not much there. Maybe a yard to the 36-yard line. And it's going to be third down and four. Zufield on the carry. As that front seven of the O defense shutting down the run most of the night so far.
Well, they're in four down territory now. You know that.
No doubt. Slot left as they come to the line of scrimmage. Abrams will toss to the right side. It's a fumble and still a scramble for it. And I believe the Vikings have recovered it back at the 44-yard line. That was Seth Lozano who couldn't handle the toss sweep by Abrams on the left side. And then scrambled for the ball, knocking it backwards a couple of times and losing big yardage. It is fourth down and 12. And maybe, Coach, it's not four down territory anymore.
No, they just fumbled themselves right out of it.
And now Schwartz will punt it away. Here's the snap and the punt. End over end, angle to the near side. It's going to sail out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. We'll see where they mark it. Pretty good effective punt. With no return, they'll mark it at the 14. But another three and out forced by the O defense.
Well, I hate to mention this, but with 3:21 to go, they have one first down in the first half.
Well, that's what Marion had in their first half last week. The O defense just really flexing their muscles here in postseason. First and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Yeoman. They started their previous drive at the 10, this one at the 15. Sheffield, Feltz, and White line up wide left. Shelton alone wide to the near side. 3:21 left in the first half. Capriba hands off to Denio around the left side. Denio is across the 20 and up to the 24-yard line. That's a 9-yard run by Keaton Denio.
I'm going to tell you what. He did a good job of running, but those wide receivers did an excellent job of blocking on those two defensive backs. They had no place to go. He was running right at them. Good job of blocking.
Second and 9 for the one for the Yeoman from the 24. Twins out to both sides for the Yeoman. And the head off to Denio again. He's got the first. Breaks into the secondary across the 30 up to the 36-yard line goes Keaton Denio. A 12-yard run and a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
12 yards and a first down.
Keaton kind of favoring that ankle. You can see him not 100%.
Nick Cargrove and Preston.
And Jawan Anderson comes in the backfield.
Joe, he'd said, Keaton said before the game, he felt like he was about 85% and he'd be all right as long as he didn't have to cut too much.
Yeah, that one kind of bothered him. But after back-to-back 9 and 12-yard gains, he's getting a breather. Trips come to the near side. One man wide left. Capriba going to throw. Looking downfield. And throws a bomb downfield. And this one is caught.
Double.
And double coverage. The
Colton Sheffield
makes the grab down at the 28-yard line.
Guys, that was a catch. Because he was
32 yards.
Surround.
It was what?
Surround. Viking.
Yeah, in double coverage, Colton Sheffield hauls it in 32 yards.
32 yards. He's a money receiver.
And the Yeoman have it first and 10 at the Viking 28-yard line. The Vikings call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with them. 14-0. Yeoman lead it, looking to add to it before the half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The weather is cooler and the holidays are upon us, so that can only mean one thing. It's high school football playoff time. Congratulations, Cameron Yeoman, on a great district season. Everyone at Ideal Poultry in Cameron wants to say good luck in the playoffs. They stand behind you and will be there to cheer you on. Ideal Poultry invites all Cameron Yeoman fans to follow the Yeoman too as they begin their journey to the state playoffs. Good luck, Yeoman, from everyone at Ideal Poultry.
Welcome back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. The Cameron Yeoman lead it 14-0, looking to add to it. 2:12 left in the half. First and 10 for the Yeoman at the Viking 28-yard line. Twins to both sides. Jawan Anderson in the backfield with Capriba. Capriba will take the snap and hand off to Anderson. Breaks a tackle inside the 25 and spins down to the 22-yard line.
Jawan Anderson, 17. On
a gain of 6 yards for Anderson.
I'm going to tell you what, the linebacker came up and was sitting right in the hole. Anderson gave him a fake to the left and went to the right, and he never touched him.
6 yard gain.
Trips go wide right for the Yeoman.
Down 4.
Clock rolling with a minute 45. Yeoman with all 3 timeouts remaining. Anderson in the backfield. Capriva to throw. Steps back. Flushed out of the pocket, rolling left. Now throws over the middle. This one is caught by Zach Feltz at the 18 and is wrestled out of bounds at the 17, maybe the 16-yard line. And it will be a first and 10 for the Yeoman inside the Malares Discount Center red zone.
Sheffield went down and curled about 10 yards and then took off and went deep. And if Capriva could have held it just one more step, he had a touchdown. They by himself back here.
Feltz out of bounds at the 16. First and 10 for the Yeoman. As the ball is on the far hash mark, trips to the wide side of the field. Capriva looking to the wide side. Bubble screen Feltz. He's inside the 10 and hit hard and dropped at the 8-yard line.
On the reception again from Capriva.
That is an 8-yard catch.
Tackle made by Evan.
And run by Zach Feltz.
8-yard gain.
And it's second down and 2 for the Yeoman.
And they've got all their timeouts.
All 3 timeouts remaining. The clock at just under a minute to play here in the first half. No hurry. Plenty of time for the Yeoman.
And now the Vikings will use their final timeout of the half. And we'll take another quick break with them. The Yeoman knocking on the door, trying to add to their 14-0 lead. 55 seconds left in the half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
Welcome back to Birkelbach Field as the Cameron Yeoman trying to add to their 14-0 lead. They have it second down and two from the Lago 8-yard line. They'll send twins to both sides. Jaywan Anderson, the running back, flanked to the left of Capriva in the backfield. Second and two. Capriva takes the snap. He'll hand off to Anderson up the middle. Big hole. He's inside the five. Fighting yardage. And he's in for the touchdown.
Follows good blocking up the middle.
Wow. Jaywan made that look easy.
Up their lead.
Gaping hole on the left side of the offensive line that gave Jaywan the kickstart. And he goes in from 8 yards out. And the Yeomen are up 20-0. And we'll recap that scoring drive for you in just a moment. Here is the Milam Auto Carquest extra point as Shelton will hold for Yvonne. And it's all just as it should be. And the Yeomen are up 21-0 with 51 seconds remaining in the half. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeoman took this drive and it started back at their own 15-yard line. A big key play here was a 32-yard catch in double coverage by Colton Sheffield that put the ball down at the 28-yard line. From there, the Yeoman used Zach Feltz on a couple of receptions to get it inside the 10. Jaywan Anderson caps off the 85-yard drive with an 8-yard touchdown run. Seven plays, 85 yards. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 21-0. Hempstead and Hallettsville are all tied up at 21. The winner of this one plays the winner of that one next week. Back to receive the kickoff for the Vikings. Chris House, David Johnson, and J.T. Buckley. As Michael Yvonne will tee it up again. No wind here tonight. As this field lies north and south, and the Yeomen are be kicking from north to south with 51 seconds left in the half. We'll get you some updates on some other scores around Central Texas, around the state actually, on the playoff brackets at halftime. Here's a high short kick by Yvonne. It's going to be fielded at the 27-yard line, and wrestled down goes the runner at the 37. About a 10-yard return, and that's where the Vikings will have 46 seconds to work with.
By number 9, Nick Hargrove.
Well, Coach Randy Sapp took care of that big hole up the middle on that deep kickoff. He just decided we'll kick it short and high.
And the O defense back out on the field now. Boy, they have just been incredible shutting down Lago, and it's going to be astounding to listen to the halftime stats. But we do know this. They've had only one first down in the first half. Here's the handoff around the right side, drugged down by Edgar Luna. After about a 2-yard pickup.
Edgar Luna pulls down Chris House from
Chris
behind.
House, the ball carrier.
Called it a gain of two.
And it's second down and 8, and the clock under 30 seconds and ticking. The O defense has just stifled this slot T offense of the Vikings.
I'm not sure they're going to run another play. They've sent one in.
Yeah, they don't have to because the play clock is more than the game clock. But they're going to run a play, and they're going to hand off again to House. And he is going to be brought down.
Number four.
Actually, that's Seth Lozano. Brought down after about a 7-yard carry, but that will do it as the first half comes to a close. The Cameron Yeoman defensively dominate with one defensive touchdown and just shut the Vikings down in the first half. The Yeoman lead it 21-0 at the break. We'll be back with our Germania halftime report coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Good evening.
It is halftime here at Birkelbach Field.
CHO High School marching
in Georgetown. 21-0 is our halftime score, and we'll get you caught up on some other playoff scores. Dallas will have some of those coming up here in just a few minutes as the Ojai Marching Band will perform here at the half to get underway in the halftime report. But that, as Joe alluded to right before the end of the half, the O defense very stout here tonight against this Lago Vista running attack. They came out and threw the ball a little bit early and abandoned that, especially after a pick six that Pratt returned for a touchdown, one of the three scores the Yeoman put on the board here in the first half, where they lead it 21-0. We're having some field mic problems, so I'm not sure how much of the band we'll be able to bring you, but they are on the field here for their halftime performance, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Lago Vista Vikings 21-0 here at the half on their Germania halftime report. We'll also draw a name here in just a few minutes for a shot at that free fuel from Rattler's Convenience Store at 4th and Travis in Cameron.
The band opens this evening's performance with their fall show, New York, New York, in celebration of their trip to New York this spring. Thank you. The final movement features Marcus Bandus, Cody Cummings, Carson Hannell, Anthony Lopez, Sam McKinney, and Connor Thompson on tenors, and Gary Wallace as alto saxophone.
The best sounding coverage of the band that we've had this season, but the best that we can do tonight. We are severely hampered by our field microphone coverage tonight here at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. 21-0 is our score here at the half. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley as our Germania halftime report continues from Georgetown. Let's take a quick timeout. This word from Germania.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Yeoman Marching Band.
Thank you, Kyle Deal, and we'll come right back and give you some of those numbers from the first half. Germania halftime report, Cameron leading Lago Vista 21-0.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Back on the Germania halftime report here on the ranch. Cameron Yeoman lead the Lago Vista Vikings 21-0. And one other score. We'll get to some other scores with Dallas coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But keeping an eye on this game because the winner of this one, should it be the Yeoman, would move on to take on the winner of Hempstead and Hallettsville. They are almost at the half. Hallettsville leading that one 28-21. And that also is a rematch in out of District 14 2A Division 1. And Dallas will get us all caught up on some scores. One other local score of note. Lexington and Refurio are all tied up at the half, 14-14. And Thorndale and Mason in a good one tonight as well down in Marble Falls. And Dallas will get us caught up on some scores coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Coach, let's take a look at the first half numbers.
Well, they're pretty indicative of the score on the scoreboard. Cameron Yeoman, 8 first downs. The Vikings have 1 first down. The Cameron Yeoman, 201 total yards, 48 total yards for the Vikings. The Cameron Yeoman are 15 of 18 passing with no interceptions for 152 yards, while the Lago Vista Vikings are 1 of 6 with an interception for 8 yards. The rushing yardage, 37 for the Yeoman, 40 for Lago Vista. The penalties, 3 for Cameron for 15 yards and 1 for the Lago Vista for 15 yards. But the amazing thing is that they ended up getting their first down on a penalty, and that's the only first down they have. The Cameron Yeoman defense has just been stifling, and the one thing that everybody was worrying about, and still may have to, but the one thing that everybody was worrying about was all that running going on and somebody slipping down the field wide open, and the Cameron Yeoman so far have given them absolutely nobody open downfield. They completed one little old 6-yard pass, and that's it.
Well, the Yeoman out to a 21-0 lead here at the half, and we'll recap it. The Yeoman got on the board late in the first quarter, a 22-yard touchdown pass to Colton Shelton. There was a 22-yard Colton Shuffield catch on that drive that helped the Yeoman cover 63 yards on that drive and ended on that 22-yard catch by Colton Shelton. That was a pretty way to score for the Yeoman. Yeoman had a chance to add to that late in the first. 32-yard field goal try by Mike Levon that was wide left. And the Yeoman answered right back as that defense once again came through. We've talked about it all season, Coach. A team that that was plus, somewhere in the neighborhood of plus 25 coming into this ball game, and a tipped ball in the air. Justin Pratt makes a great catch on the deflection, runs it in for the score, and the Yeoman lead it 14-0. Defense forces Lago Vista to go 3-and-out. Yeoman couldn't get anything going on the following drive. Another 3-and-out possession, and then Jaywan Anderson capped off a 7-play drive that covered 85 yards as the Yeoman started at their own 15-yard line. And that big catch to Colton Shuffield on that drive as well helped set that up. Jaywan Anderson with the 8-yard touchdown run right before the end of the half, and the Yeoman lead it here 21-0. And, again, we're on the Germania Halftime Report. Got some score updates for you. Dallas has a recap there, and we'll also draw a name for the Rattlers touchdown quarter coming up in the third quarter in just a moment. As the Germania Halftime Report continues, again, our score here at the half, it's Cameron 21, Lago Vista nothing, and we'll send it back to the Ranch Studios, and Dallas has some score updates for the playoffs.
Yeoman leading Lago Vista at the break, 21-0 in Georgetown. If they do keep playing like they are tonight, they'll get the winner of Hallettsville and Hempstead, who are all knotted up at 21. I think they're late into the second quarter. Franklin shocking a couple people. They are Darius Floyd just running all over the Tatum Eagles. 28-9, the score there. Newton beating up on the Zebras tonight. 41-7, the winner of those two games will move on and play each other. Great game in 2A Division 2 Region 3, and that's Hugh Springs and Centerville. And I think Hugh Springs is up on that one. 14-7, they'll get the winner of ARP and Elysian Fields. In Region 4, East Bernard up on Blanco, 10-0, and Lexington and Refugio all knotted up at 14. Elsewhere, we'll go to 3A Division 1 Region 4, where Ocampo leading Ingleside 14-0. They'll get the winner of Carthage and Silsby. In Division 2 Region 3, West Orange Stark defense just stifling the Lorena Leopards 21-0. And then Navasota, top-ranked Navasota, facing off against Lamarck, a former number one earlier this season. And Navasota kicked field goal at the end of the first half to make it 17-6 on a halftime score. And then Shiner leading Weimer 20-0. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll send it back out to the guys in Georgetown here on your Germania Insurance Halftime Show. Again, the score at halftime is Yeoman leading Lago Vista 21-0.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Twenty-one-nothing. Our score here at the half. Cameron Yeoman on top of the Lago Vista Vikings. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley on our Germania halftime report here on the ranch. And Coach, your impressions on the first half, and what kind of adjustments do you make? I mean, defensively, you're playing some pretty good football.
Oh, you don't do anything defensively. You just tell them get some rest and keep it up, guys. You're doing a great job. Well, you do talk to your secondary about, you know, things are going our way. Don't give them any motivation by giving them a cheap one. Keep keying just like you've been doing. Offensively, nothing. You don't have to change anything. We've 15 of 18 passing. We've only rushed for 37 yards, but we haven't had to rush the ball because they're giving us an awful lot in the throwing game. And there's a lot of things that they're giving us that we haven't even gone to yet. So it's still wide open as far as our offense. What you have to do is tell them right now is just keep playing with the intensity that you're playing, because this football team didn't get here. There were no, you know, fluke that they got here. They got here because they'd won six consecutive football games, and they're a good football team. And what you can't do is give them a break, and that's what they need, and you just can't let them have one, and just keep playing football.
Well, Lago Vista came out early in the ball game and tried to throw the ball a little bit more than they had certainly the first two times the Yeoman have seen them. Semifinals of 2010 and 6 weeks ago came out and threw the ball a little bit more. Were you surprised at that?
Oh, yes. The first play was a sweep to the left. They cut our cornerback down and made a 5-yard gain out of it. And I thought, uh-oh, here we go. And the next thing they do is they come out in the next two plays and they throw the ball very ineffectively. And, in fact, the rush got to him on the second one. But then they had to punt the ball. And what they've been doing, instead of taking four downs and pounding it up in there and using a lot of that offense they've been using, they've thrown the ball a lot more. Now, that may be out of respect for the Cameron Yeoman defense. They may realize that they're going to have trouble running it, and they're looking for something to get 5, 6, 7, 8 yards. And that's the reason I think in the second half it's going to be very important for the Cameron secondary to stay on top of those guys. Don't give them anything, because I guarantee you that front seven, and actually the front eight right now, are really shutting them down.
You know, Coach Rick Rhodes has used the term to describe his football team throughout the season several times on his radio show as businesslike, and that was, I mean, you could just feel that defensively the way that they came out tonight, and they have gone to work and have been very focused and involved on every single play.
Oh, they really have. And like I said a while ago, when they took number 84, their real good tight end, and tried to get him deep, we had a guy running stride for stride with him. And not only that, the quarterback's running for his life back there because somebody's in his face. So right this minute, you just couldn't do anything better on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, 21-0 is our score here at the half. As we wrap things up on the Germania Halftime Report, we'll try to keep you up to date also on that Hallettsville-Hempstead game. Again, Hallettsville leading that game. I believe they were close to halftime, 28-21, that game down in Rosenberg tonight. Coach Rick Rhodes said this morning possibilities for a matchup either way, whether it's Hallettsville or whether it's Hempstead. Bastrop was brought up as one location. Even a possibility of the Alamo Dome. They would not know probably until sometime late tomorrow night, according to Coach Rhodes this morning on his radio show. But right now, the Yeomen are in good shape. They lead it 21-0 over the Lago Vista Vikings. But as Coach mentioned, this is a team that, especially in the playoffs, they have really taken care of business. They've gone to the wire in those games. They beat Edna 14-13, and they came from behind to send the game into overtime last week with George West, and they end up winning it in overtime. So the Yeomen still have a lot of work to do, but they're in good shape right now as they lead it 21-0. We'll wrap things up here on the Germania Halftime Report, and then a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back to kick off the second half. This is Cameron Yeoman football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center has once again been awarded a 5-star rating by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is the only 5-star facility in Milam County. Empowered with a combination of experience, compassion, and dedication, the entire staff will work to provide the highest quality of care and most comfortable home environment for you or your loved one. Come see the difference in a 5-star rating. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you step by step.
More than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Milam Auto and Cameron is your CarQuest store. They've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it yourself and do it for less. Milam Auto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place. As you'll discover, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Welcome back into Birkelbach Field at Georgetown ISD. And halftime score, Cameron Yeoman leading the Lago Vista Vikings here 21-0. And again, elsewhere in 2A Division 1 tonight, Hallettsville leading Hempstead at the half 28-21. Over in Region 3, the Newton Eagles, boy, they look like the real deal all over the Grandview Zebras tonight, 41-7 at the half. And the Franklin Lions leading the Tatum Eagles 35-18. They are now early in the third quarter in that ball game. Over in Region 2, Dangerfield leads Winsboro 27-8. And it's a Wall over Merkel 22-7. One other game out of that out of 2A Division 1, and that is a tight one between New Boston and Pottsboro. They are all tied up 7-7. Here at the half. And again, welcome back. We are having intermittent technical difficulties. I know we broke up for just a little bit right there, and hopefully those problems will be few and far between here tonight from Birkelbach Field. 21-0 is our score here at the half. Daniel Vasquez is the name we have drawn for the fuel here at the half. Daniel Vasquez registering at Rattler's Convenience Store. And if the Yeomen score a touchdown in the third quarter, Daniel wins $50 in free fuel at Rattler's Convenience Store. All part of our Rattler's touchdown quarter during the football season here for Rattler's and, of course, us here at the ranch. As both teams have made their way back out onto the field, getting ready. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half, and once again, keeping our eye on that Hallettsville-Hempstead game. The winner of that one, of course, will face the winner of this one in the region final next week. And Coach Rhodes said if it's fortunate enough for the Yeoman to get past Lago Vista tonight, possible locations for that may include Bastrop was one place. The Alamo Dome was another place, and I believe
he mentioned
Texas State at San Marcos was another possibility for a location as well. No matter which team it would be, which is kind of interesting when you look at Hempstead. Certainly San Antonio is an interesting location for that, but the Alamo Dome is a special place to play.
Oh, yeah, and they're probably like we are. It don't make any difference if we can get there, bring them, let's go play.
Well, and as you look across the way here at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, the Yo Nation travels, no matter where it is. I think you could play in Reno, Nevada, and they would turn out in full force, and they are here tonight, certainly, and they're in full throat across the way as well. I was down on the sideline in the first half, or field microphone not working real well, but great crowd support. And Coach Rhodes talked about that on his radio show this morning, and certainly you can talk for that point as a former Yo coach as well, Coach.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make any difference. If we were playing Tiddlywinks, I guarantee you, and you were wearing maroon and gray, they'd be there. I'm looking over at the stands over there. They have seven different sections on the visitor side. Our band takes up one section. The other five of the six are solid Cameron Yeoman fans.
They're packed.
I mean, and that one section over there has probably got 20 people in it. So the Cameron Yeoman are here.
Absolutely, and they lead this one 21-0 as both teams have made their way back out onto the field here at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. Really nice facilities here. Been past this stadium a few times, but this was the first game we've done here and certainly the first one I've been to here at Birkelbach Field at Georgetown ISD. Very nice facilities and great hospitable folks here as well in Georgetown. The Cameron Yeoman and the Lago Vista Vikings getting set for the start of the second half. And as we went back and checked some of those numbers in that first half, the Yeoman defense, unbelievable. 4 3-and-out possessions for the Vikings in that first half. There was another one where they ran out of time. Basically one drive where they picked up a first down. And we talked to Coach Rhodes this morning about the first half defensive performance a week ago against Marion, and it's been just as stifling here tonight.
Oh, I mean to tell you, they're all over the place. That running game, I think they had a 5-yard gain and a 6-yard gain once. And everything else has been less than 3 yards, or it's been a loss. And one completion out of six for 6 yards is pretty good pass defense,
also
too.
In the fourth quarter,
Yeoman will get the football first as Austin Christie and Zach Feltz stand back deep to return the kickoff from the Vikings. And they stand at about their own 15-yard line as we get ready for action. And the second half kickoff. Here it is. It's a high, deep kick that will back Christie up to about the 5. He's going to hand it off to Feltz, coming to the near side, out across the 10, the 15, the 20. And he slung down at about the 22-yard line. That is where the Yeoman will take over on their first possession of the second half, leading it 21-0. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics in Cameron. Proud to support Cameron Yeoman football as the Yeoman will take over at their own 22-yard line, first possession of the second half. And the Yeoman out to a 21-0 lead, a touchdown pass. Jason Capriva to Colton Shelton, an interception return by Justin Pratt, and Jaywan Anderson with an 8-yard touchdown run have the Yeoman with a 3-score lead here as we start the second half. Yeoman will start from the near hash mark, moving right to left. And out of the gun, here is a handoff and an option read play to Anderson, who runs right and might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Not a whole lot of running room right there. It'll be second down and 10 from the 22-yard line.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments they've made in their secondary because the Yeoman threw the ball well the first half.
Two men wide right, two men to the left side, and Anderson is in the backfield. Out of the shotgun, he stands to Capriva's right. Here's a quick pass out to the outside. This ball is caught out across the 25, across the 30-yard line. Aaron Sims on the catch, and he's going to have enough for a Yeoman first down as they will move the chains out across the 30 up to the 32-yard line.
Well, when you look out there and see your slot receiver and the next guy, the guy that's covering him is 8 yards deep, you're going to throw the ball to him.
This time, Shuffield to the near side. Sims is in the slot left. And two men go wide right. Anderson stands to the left of Capriva from the Cameron 32-yard line. Here is a handoff up the middle. Anderson running room. Bounces to the outside, out across the 40. And he's got another first down run on that carry.
And if that official got out of his way, he'd have made another 5 yards.
I think he might have, too. Well, Jaywan Anderson with a nice cut to the outside. Well, he did not get enough. He got 9 yards on the carry. It'll be second down and one from the Cameron 42-yard line, a short one as the Yeomen go to work here on second and short. Three men all flooded wide left. Shuffield along with Feltz and Jalen White, one man to the right side, out of the shotgun from the right hash mark. Back to pass. Capriva looking left. He's going to throw deep. Down at the 30-yard line, intended for Jalen White. And pretty good coverage out there as that pass is incomplete.
Well, they switched it up. They have been keeping the cornerback sitting down here on Shuffield. They were looking for one-on-one out here, but that time the cornerback took off deep also. And Shuffield is standing down here. Nobody's within 20 yards of him.
So it is third and a yard now after the long play. Had that wide open playbook on second and inches. Third down from the Cameron 42-yard line. Two men to the right, two men to the left. Out of the shotgun from the right hash mark. Capriva takes the snap, hands it off. Anderson running off right tackle. And he's going to get the first down yardage out to the 45-yard line. Jaywan picks up about three more on the carry, and the Yeoman will move the chains.
On the tackle, 76, Tyler Huff.
10:04 remaining here in the third quarter as the Yeoman lead it 21-0. And this time, three men left. Shuffield out wide left. Feltz and White are in the slot. And Shelton, the lone man to the right side, out of the shotgun on first down. Quick throw left side's got White at the 50, and he will get down to Lago Vista territory, and they're going to spot it at the 49-yard line.
34, first one there.
As the Yeoman in another nice pickup on first down here on this drive, and now have the ball on the Lago Vista side of the 50-yard line.
Well, Rob, they are, as soon as the ball snapped, they're bailing. Their defensive secondary is backing up, and all our guys are doing is going down about 5 yards and stopping, and they're wide open.
Second down and four from the Viking 49-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Capriva looking to the right side, throws it, and it's incomplete, intended for Zach Feltz. Down around the Lago Vista 35-yard line, and that's going to bring up a third down and four.
See, that time we took our outside receiver and just stopped him about 2 yards up the field, took our second receiver and ran him back deep. If we'd have made the connection, we have a big first down. They're just giving us an awful lot of green grass out there, and they're trying to cover with not enough folks.
Call it third down and four now from the Viking 49-yard line. As two men go wide right, another two men lined up to the left side, out of the shotgun. Anderson to the right, drops back to pass. Capriva plenty of time over the middle ball, caught. Feltz down at the 35-yard line. That's going to be at another first down as the Vikings try to hold him up and strip the ball out of there, but he hangs on, and it's going to be a first down for the Yeoman on the move once again.
33-yard line.
So another first down throw by Jason Capriva. Yeoman being very patient on this drive, holding on to the football, running the clock on this opening possession of the third quarter. Have it at the Lago Vista 33-yard line. Back to pass again. Swings it out right side. Feltz cuts inside at the 30. Down to the 25, and he's very near another Yeoman first down here on that throw. And the Vikings are just giving the Yeoman lots of room to run that play. And it's close to a first down, depending on the spot here.
It's first down.
And they'll move the chains.
10-yard gain on a first down.
As the Yeoman pick up another first down on this drive that started back at the 22-yard line.
Colton Schwartz on the tackle for the
Schwartz
Vikings.
Once again in on the tackle for the Vikings, but the Yeoman on the move here. Drive that started back at their own 22-yard line. 10th play of the drive coming up here. Two man wide right, another two receivers to the left side. Ball on the right hash mark from the Lago Vista 23. Out of the gun, Capriva pressured, and he's going to go down. Sacked from that far side, and the Yeoman will have a big loss here on that play. And it'll be second down and long.
All the way back to the 31.
That ball brought back at the 31-yard line is where Capriva goes down. So it will be second down and 18 after the sack. Second time tonight that Jason Capriva has gone down on pressure. He'll send three men wide left this time. And another receiver that is Shelton to the right. Here's a draw play to Anderson, who is slung around. He breaks out of the tackle, gets to the outside, down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line on the run. And he made something out of not much right there, Coach.
He certainly did. Good old stiff arm and twisted and threw one of those receiver tacklers completely off of him.
Well, they didn't wrap him up and tried to sling him down. Jaywan stayed on his feet, broke it to the outside, and picked up some positive yardage. Not much, but better than where he initially had contact. And it'll be third down now and 15. Well, they give him 3 yards on the carry. As this time two men come wide left and another pair of Yeoman receivers to the right side. From the 30, well, they call it the 28-yard line. Out of the gun, Capriva drops back. Throws, incomplete, down around the 18-yard line. Pass was short, and it's going to bring up a fourth down here.
Well, that's the first one he's thrown tonight where he was backing up instead of stepping into it, and that ball came up short.
So it is a fourth down here. And we'll see. Well, now it looked initially like Coach Rhodes may be thinking about going for that one. And he is. He's going to try a field goal right here. A 45-yard field goal attempt for Michael Evon as they'll spot it on the right hash mark. The snap is good. The kick is good. Good.
Yes, sir.
From 45 yards out, it crosses the crossbar, and the Yeoman take a 24-0 lead with 6:42 remaining here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. Cameron Yeoman extend their lead. It's 24-0.
When you want to hit the road in unprecedented elegance and refinement, look no further than the 2013 Chrysler 300, a true luxury car. Best in class highway fuel economy with a powerful fuel-efficient V6 or V8 engine and all-wheel drive. This car is built to exceed your expectations. Take a closer look at the new 2013 Chrysler 300 during the Big Finish event of 2012. Going on now at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your first stop for Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep.
Twenty-four to nothing, our new score here at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. Michael Evon hits a 45-yard field goal that puts the Yeoman up 24-0. And that ball just crossing the crossbar. Coach, we always talk about what the maximum is on a kicker. That might be just the edge there for Michael Evon.
I think we just saw it. You're right.
Scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body, more than 20 years of body experience. Yeoman goes 78 yards on 13 plays, and it ends on the 45-yard field goal by Michael Yvonne as the Yeoman tack on 3 points here midway through the third quarter, 24-0, as Yvonne gets set to kick it away, and the Vikings have three men back deep to return the kick. And it's a deep kick that will go into the end zone. That ball just kept carrying and carrying and chased the Vikings back into the end zone.
Do you suppose his adrenaline from that field goal might still be pumping through that leg?
I would say so.
He hit that one.
So the Vikings will start at their own 25-yard line after the touchback with 6:42 remaining here in the third quarter. Daniel Vasquez is our name from the Rattlers' touchdown quarter. The field goal does not win, Daniel, the $50 in free fuel. It's got to be a touchdown. So here come the Vikings starting at their own 25-yard line out of an unbalanced set to the left side, and they'll hand it off. This is Lozano running left, and he goes nowhere. As the Yeoman are right there, might have got a half a yard on that play, and that is all. Nothing there.
Unbalanced line that time with the slot that way and the fullback that way. And the Cameron Yeoman stuffed every bit of it.
So it's second down and 10 for the Vikings.
I'm telling you, they're not going to be able to. They'll get this going, and then they're going to come up trying to throw the ball because they've got too much yardage to make up.
So second down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Here's a toss play to the right side, across the 25, across the 30. That's Lozano again, and he's going to be brought down by Tyler Sapp out at around the 31-yard line, and it's going to be third down and about 5 for the Vikings.
Those plays look like they've got all those blue shirts out front. It looks like they've got a lot of yardage to make, and then all of a sudden here come the linebackers and the defensive secondary flying up there, and they're held to 4 or 5 yards.
Third down and 5, and looked like there was movement. Now finally a flag comes out from the official.
False start. Offense.
And the false start call comes here on the Vikings. That's going to back them up back to about the original line of scrimmage. Ball just short of the Lago Vista 26-yard line. Nose of the football on the 26 for a third down and 9 play coming up as the clock continues to run here in the third quarter. Cameron leading it 24-0. Third down and 9 as they'll send a wingman in motion. Back to passes Abrams as he looks over the middle, and that ball tipped in the air. Double coverage on the intended receiver out there, who was Addison Elliott, but Jalen White and Tyler Sapp both all over that play, and the Vikings are going to be forced to punt it away once again here. This would be the 5th 3-and-out possession for Lago Vista in the ballgame. And that possession netted him about 1 yard of offense. Here is an end-over-end kick that will hit in Yeoman territory down at around the 43-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will take over with 4:55 remaining in the third quarter and up 24-0. And so the Yeoman will have excellent field position here on their second possession of the second half, in control 24-0 with 4:55 remaining here in the third quarter. Is brought to you tonight by Logistic Dynamics. Jeff Gellner and the crew, as the Yeoman will start it at their own 42-yard line. As Capriva sends two men wide to the left side, two men are wide right out of the shotgun. Capriva reading the defense. And Denio is in the backfield, I believe. And it's going to be a reverse around the right end to Sims. Ball came out and is loose at the 40-yard line. And Lago Vista may have gotten this one. They did.
Oh, me. You've got to hang on to the football.
Well, the turnover, that is the first time in the playoffs that the Yeoman have turned it over. And it gives Lago Vista new life with the football at the Yo 40-yard line. So that possession did not last very long. One play, and the Yeomen turn it over on the fumble. And it almost looked like, Coach, that Aaron Sims coming around on that end around never really had a hold of the football. Now first and 10 for the Vikings. Play action pass. Abrams back to throw. And that ball way overthrown down at around the 10-yard line for Elliott once again.
And Tyler Saff was all over it.
Second down and 10 now from the 40-yard line.
They tried to come out after we'd had a mishap, thinking maybe we'd have our heads down and they would strike quickly, but the secondary was ready for that one.
Second down and 10 from the Cameron 40-yard line. Again, the Yeomen fumbled on the first play of their second possession here in the third quarter. Three men are in the backfield. Here is a handoff to the tailback coming right side. Samari Wright all over it at the, well, they're going to give him the 38 on forward progress, but not a whole lot there. And it's going to be third down for the Vikings, as that was Chris House on the carry there for the Vikings.
They came out that time in the power eye with an unbalanced line. Didn't make any difference.
Third and 8.
Well, Hallettsville still up in that game with Hempstead, 28-21. Third down and 8 now from the 38-yard line. They'll send one man out wide to the right side. Here's a handoff around the right side, and there's not a whole lot there. He gets down to the 35. But that's going to be short of a first down, so sets up a fourth down here. We understand from the sideline that J1 Anderson has an ankle injury, and we should see him back.
4 yard gain.
But a fourth down decision here.
Shoot, they're going for it. You know they are.
Absolutely. Have to, don't they?
They have to.
Fourth down and 4 from the 34-yard line of the Yeomen. They need the 30 for a first down. And the Yo fans are on their feet across the way. Fourth down and 5. They send receivers to both sides. Wing back on the right. One back behind Abrams. And he'll throw. Back to pass. Pressured. And the Yeomen are going to sack him back at the 40-yard line. And will make Abrams another big Warmed defensive play as the Yeoman sack Bryce Abrams.
Edgar Luna was all over that play.
44.
Wow.
Zach Raiola, 18.
As the Yeomen get it right back after the turnover on downs with 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. So the fumble, the Yo defense atones for it, and the Yeomen have the ball right back at their own 39-yard line. 3 minutes remaining in the third as two men go wide left, another twin set to the right side. And again, Denio, the running back, standing to the left of Jason Capriva. Ball on the left hash mark as the Yeomen lead it 24-0. Here's a pass to the outside, caught the 35 by Feltz, out to the 40, up to the 45-yard line, the 46 at the end of that play. It'll be second down and about 3.
Austin, tell you what, that wasn't hard to call. You looked up there, and there were 6 and almost 7 people in the box, and nobody out there with Felt, so Capriva just raised up and threw the ball to him.
Second down and 3 from the 46-yard line, 3 men to the left. Here's a pump fake, and now the ball thrown. It's incomplete, intended for Felt. And that'll set up a third down and about 3.
Well, that's the first time that I have seen Capriva rushed in his throwing. The outside linebacker came scot-free, was right up in his face, and he couldn't step in to make the throw like he wanted to.
Score update, Hallettsville now leading in that game against Hempstead, 34-27. As it is third down for the Yeomen, 3rd and 3 from their own 46-yard line. Ball on the right hash mark, twin receivers to both sides. Denio's in the backfield. He'll get the handoff, running off right tackle, and gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much else. It's going to be fourth down.
Cody Barrett brings
as the Yeoman will have to punt here, leading it 24-0 with 2:11 remaining in the third quarter.
Well, I think the Cameron Yeoman have gotten just a little bit conservative here, leading 24-0, because it was wide open out here on this side, and I think they already had a run called and made no difference what the defense was in, and they had the right defense called. But right this minute, they cannot cover us in the flat. They can't cover us in the curl zone, and if they do, somebody's going to be open going deep.
Fourth down here, as the Yeoman will get the lineup in punt formation. We'll put it that way. And the man back deep is Brad Hood. And now they're going to drop one more man back deep, Nick Hargrove, as Capriva will punt. And the snap is back. The kick is away. And it is a great kick. Hargrove's going to take it all the way back at the 10-yard line. And he is going to be brought down there. The Yeoman's saying the ball is loose and that they have it. But I believe the Yeoman are the only ones that are saying that, as they're going to spot the ball down at around the 13-yard line.
Well, you're going to have to give Aaron Sims credit for that one. He was the first one down there, and he was all over him.
43-yard punt.
So Lago Vista pinned back deep inside their own 15-yard line as they take over here on their own 13 with a minute 33 remaining in the third quarter. As Lago Vista comes out in that unbalanced line to the left side, and now the man in motion. He'll hand it off to the fullback up the middle, and that's going to be Zufelt, who gets up across the 15 to the 16 for a pickup of about 3 yards on that carry. Sets up a second down as we near the minute mark here in the third quarter, and the Yeoman on top, 24-0. And the big Addison Elliott checks into the lineup here.
That's their number one receiver. That's the guy they look for.
Second down. Here's another handoff. Zufelt running off left tackle, and he's got running room. And he may have a first down for the Vikings. Those have been few and far between for the Vikings. That is a first down. Going to be just their second
of the game.
First down of the night. They had one first down in the first half and don't pick up one in the second half until the 52-second mark of the third quarter. Out of that unbalanced set again. They'll send the wing back in motion, and it's a handoff up the middle that goes nowhere, maybe a yard on the carry.
Well, I want to tell you something. Of course, the game can change but up until now, that offensive line has just been stuffed. I mean, the Cameron defensive line has just not let them come off the ball like they did against us in Cameron. They came off the ball and were making some surges. There's no surge. There's just a dam that's being held right out there, and there's no water getting through it.
That defense has made a statement tonight, at least through the first three quarters. We'll put it that way. Two first downs allowed by this Yo defense as Lago Vista will let the third quarter expire. The Cameron Yeoman leading the Lago Vista Vikings after three. It's Cameron 24, Lago Vista nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman football, fourth quarter, coming up next.
Everyone loves autumn. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
Welcome back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, where the Cameron Yeoman in control of this one, 24-0, as we head to fourth quarter action. And, Coach, I mean, just watching this defense is, well, it's almost an honor.
Well, it is, and the fact that Lago Vista is not a passing team, and if they could pass, they might spread us out and be able to do that, but they're not, so they're having a great deal of difficulty.
Wing right, and a handoff up the middle, changing directions, and then driven back after a one-yard gain on a second down and nine, sets up a third down and eight.
Chris House
with a yard carry there, and it's third and eight for the Vikings. They have five three-and-out possessions tonight. This one actually has a first down in it. They have one other possession in the first half with one first down in it. Other than that, they've had a pick-six possession and time-run-out possession. Rolling right as Abrams wants to throw, sets up going deep downfield, but this one is going to be picked off. Intercepted back at the 35, coming back the other way is Colt Leibai. He's at the 45, midfield, and wrestled down at the Viking 45-yard line. Second interception of the night for the O defense. A flag is down on the field.
That's intercepted by Colt Leibai.
Hallettsville leading 34-33. Now in the fourth quarter, as it appears now, it looks like the Yeoman will probably play the winner of that one. We have a Yeoman down on the field with the return of that interception. Not sure who that is, but we have a timeout on the field, so we'll take a break with them. The Yeoman will have the ball, first and 10 at the Viking 45 when we come back. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Don't put off dental care any longer. Make the call to Dr. Benjamin Sandley and his friendly professional staff at 254-697-3118. They accept most major insurances, Medicaid, and CHIP. And Benjamin Sandley's dental office is now open on Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon, 116 East 1st Street in Cameron. For an appointment, call 254-697-3118. Don't wait for tooth pain. Live with the benefits of a healthy smile by calling Dr. Benjamin Sandley's dental office today.
And welcome back as the injured yeoman still down on the field. Don't have confirmation yet of who that is. But it is a Yeo defensive player that is down on the field and is being attended to. 11:02 left in the game. 24-0 yeoman. And an interception by Colt Leibai returned from about the 30 up to about the Lago 45-yard line.
Block in the back was a penalty that brought it back to the 45.
So the ball will be spotted at the Yeo 45 when we come back, as now the injured player is going to be helped off the field. And that may be...
Josh Smitherman.
Josh Smitherman,
player for the Yeoman,
who is being helped off the field. And we'll have to wait and see, try to get a report on that, as the Yeoman will have it first and 10 now from their own 45-yard line. First and 10 for the Yeoman now. From their own 45-yard line, they'll come to the line of scrimmage, sending twin
back
receivers
play,
to both sides. As Capriva steps back, wants to throw, and he is going to be sacked back at the 38-yard line.
Well, he gave up on the pass game way too quickly. He had a chance to throw the ball, but he held on to it just a little too long.
Back at the 38, loss of 7 on the play.
A 7-yard loss on the quarterback sack. That is the third quarterback sack for 7 yards loss. That seems to be the number tonight. As it's second down and 17 now for the Yeoman. Ends go to both sides. As Jaywan Anderson is in the backfield with 10:25 remaining in the game. The Yeoman with a 24-0 lead. And a draw play to Jaywan Anderson. He's across the 40, and that's where he will be stopped. like he's going to get some yardage, but great defensive play on a one-on-one tackle at the 45, and it's third down and 15.
Third down, 15.
The Yeoman will send trip receivers wide to the right, one man wide left. Capriva in the backfield. Jaywan Anderson flanked to his right. Third and 15. Capriva takes the snap, back pedals about 3 yards. Long, near side, wide open Sims. He's got it inside the 40 and steps out of bounds, well, at the 41-yard line. But that is going to be a 19-yard catch on a third down and 15, and it'll move the chains for the Yeoman. Sims had
Aaron Sims, number 14,
separated himself
yards and a first down
along the Lago sidelines and hauled it in for 19 yards and a first down. First and 10 from the 41 of the Vikings as they send trips wide left, one man wide right.
They just can't cover us with two men out there.
Anderson sidesteps at the line and dives across the 40 to the 39-yard line, a gain of two.
Mason Pushman, 2 yards to the 39-yard line.
Second down and 8 now for the Yeoman. Ball spotted at the Viking 39-yard line. Trips go wide left for the Yeoman. One man wide right. That is Shelton. Yeoman in no hurry, using that play clock with the ball and a 24-0 lead. Capriva drops straight back, looking right across the middle. Got a man open. It is batted away at the last minute down at the 5-yard line.
Just hung that ball a little too much, or Phelps had a touchdown. Great play by the defensive safety coming away from the sideline to get to that ball.
Yeah, that was Hargrove, I believe, who made the recovery to bat it away.
The clock stopped with 8:50 left in the ball game.
And it is third down and 8 now for the Yeoman. Trips go wide left.
Might look for a screen.
One man wide to the right. As Capriva wants one over the middle. And he's got another pass. Might have been just behind Shelton and batted away.
Yep.
Down around the 30-yard line.
Shelton was there, but the pass was behind him.
And it is fourth down and 8.
Fourth and 8.
But inside the Lago 40, and with the way the defense has been playing, plenty of confidence to go for it here.
I don't know. They may kick him in a hole.
Of course, Capriva, also the punter, and he is very effective with that pooch kick. Twins to both sides as they line up to go for it here and takes the snap. Capriva pumps once and now lobs one down. Oh,
uh-oh.
My goodness, that's got to be a flag.
Pass interference.
Aaron Sims was shoved as the ball was en route to him down around the 25. He was literally shoved out of bounds.
It was a good move, but the ball was in the air. Wrong timing.
Yeah. And now they're claiming it was uncatchable, but...
Yeah, how do you know?
Yeah, you never know. That was a flagrant shove out of bounds on Sims. Now they're still pleading their case that was uncatchable, but who could have ever known? Let's see, they've got a huddle of officials there. And here's the call.
Okay, we got a defense. Pass interference. That's waved off. Ineligible. Downfield. Off effort.
Oh, my goodness. So they did win the plead. The pass interference defensively is waived. The Yeoman had an ineligible player downfield, so the penalty will go against the Yeoman. It will be declined, and the Vikings will take over at the 39-yard line.
Wow.
I really thought we were getting ready to pooch that ball down inside the 15-yard line. I think because Coach Rhodes is asking how an offensive lineman could be downfield when he just took three steps and threw the ball to a receiver down the sideline. So I think he's questioning whether or not there was a wide receiver.
Check.
Huh? I mean, it sounds...
So with 8:40 left in the game now, the Vikings will win their plea to have that flag waved and take over on down. Slot right, one man in motion, and the handoff is to Hass around the right side. He's tripped up at the 42-yard line. A gain of 3, second down and 7.
Chris House, short gain, brought down by...
And let's see. Got quite a few new faces in defensively now for the Yeoman. As the Vikings come to the line of scrimmage in a wing right, slot left, the wing in motion. He'll get the carry around near side, and he breaks free. He's across the 40. It's a foot race to the 30. Diving and making the tackle is Michael Gellner, down all the way down to the 15-yard line, and there is a flag on the play. Up around the 40-yard line.
Chris House with the big run caught by Michael Gellner.
Yeah, I think that's coming back for a block in the back, Joe.
A block in the back is the call. Nope. It's against the Yeoman.
Oh, my goodness. A personal foul.
For kicking?
I have no idea why.
It's going to be tacked on to the end of the run. I guess it was all the way back at the 40, but it's going to go half the distance to the goal line from the 15. So at the 7.5-yard line, the Vikings will have it first and goal.
The first string defense is going to be a little upset with coaches putting everybody else in the game.
This happened last week as well.
Yeah, they don't. They got a lot of pride, and they don't like this idea.
No, not at all. But the Vikings will come to the line of scrimmage in a wing left, and Abrams under center will hand off up the middle and down to the 4-yard line. Goes the running back Hood, and it's second down and goal from the 4. Second and goal from the 4. For the Vikings, 7:20, the clock ticking. The Yeoman with a 24-0 lead. First threat of the entire night by the Vikings. Slot left, wing right, wing in motion. Gets the handoff, and he finds the end zone. Chris House, touchdown, Vikings. And again, that against the second-team defense predominantly. The extra point coming up. But it only took the Vikings 4 plays to go the distance against the second team defense. Much of the second team, I should say. A lot of the second team, first team was still in the lineup, but...
Not where they ran.
Yeah. And here is the... Here is the extra point, and it is good. Seven-10 remaining, 24-7. The Yeoman still lead this one and in control. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Just
because my husband's out of town doesn't mean things aren't getting done around the yard. And with the John Deere from Sioux Falls Prater, it's like he never even left. See, I let my John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor do the heavy work from the comfort of my yellow seat. I work smarter, not harder. Plus, I can easily change attachments to switch between loading, digging, mowing, and more. At the end of the day, I'm left with a job well done and the house to myself. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere tractor that's right for you. Or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
And welcome back to Birkelbach Stadium in Georgetown, Texas, where the Cameron Yeomen just give up their first score of the night. And to the defense's credit, much of the second team defense was in on that drive and remained in. It only took the Vikings four plays to find the end zone.
And they've got their good hands team in looking for the onside kick. With 7:10 to go, that's what I would anticipate.
24-7, the Yeomen lead it. And here is the kickoff, and it is a high, a short kick onside. It's caught by Jason Capriva at the 48-yard line, so a fair catch by Jason Capriva on the onside kick attempt, and the Yeomen have it at their own 48.
Now they need to do something with it. Get away from those penalties and so forth and get something going here and put this game away.
24-7. Yeomen in control with the ball and 7:08 remaining in the game. As they come to the line of scrimmage from the sidelines, Capriva at quarterback and Denio in the backfield. It is Shelton and Christie wide right, White and Sheffield wide left. And Capriva hands off to Denio right up the middle, and Denio fights his way down inside the 50 to the 45, a gain of 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3.
Hey, Coach. It's getting chippy.
Second down and 3 here from the 45-yard line with 6:40 remaining in the ball game. Three men this time go wide left, one man to the right side. Ball on the Lago Vista 45-yard line. Denio, the running back, and he'll get the handoff and go nowhere as he's dropped for a loss there.
Well, they brought everybody, Rod. They brought the outside. They brought the safety and the outside linebacker. They didn't show a blitz, and then as soon as we snapped the ball, here they came, and they were all over that play.
So that will set up. There is a flag down at the end of this one. As the crew sorts it out, standing back at about the 45-yard line. And they still haven't made a... Here we go.
Dead ball. Personal foul.
Personal foul, a dead ball called against the Yo offense, and so
1 yard loss by
the Yeomen will be backed up back into their end of the field, all the way back inside the 40 at the Cameron 39-yard line.
With 6:14 left to play in this game, and this is a four-quarter football game. This game's not over with. It's the Cameron Yeomen better stay focused on what they're doing.
24-7. Yeomen lead it, 6:14 to go in regulation. As the Yeomen face a third and 19 back at their 39-yard line. Three men wide left, one to the right side, and out of the gun. Capriva with Denio to his right. Dropping back, looking left, now throws a fade down the right side. Shelton's got it at the 30. Down to the 25 and all the way down to the 20-yard line, and a big first down.
45 yards.
Shelton.
Well, as Coach said, you better focus.
First down for the
focus on that. 45-yard pass play to Shelton. And the Yeomen are down at the 21-yard line. First and 10. Out of the gun, here is a handoff to Denio, who runs left and might have lost a yard on that carry.
Well, they're giving us the run look. They're giving us a look like we can run it. And then they're bringing their outside backers and everybody's slanting down to the inside, and they're giving us the passing game.
Clock running, 5:27 to go in the game. Yeoman up 24-7, knocking on the door for another. Out of the gun, three men left, one man to the right side. Here's a pass left, caught by Smith. Got inside the 20, inside the 15, dives for the first down marker. I believe he's going to be a little bit short. And the Yeomen are on the move here inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone. Ball is going to be spotted down at the 12-yard line. And it'll be third down and short for the Yeomen. As Capriva sends two men wide right, two men to the left side. Denio, the running back. Yeomen moving left to right here in the fourth quarter. Have the ball on the far hash mark. Capriva will play action pass into the end zone. Ball is caught. Touchdown, Yeoman. Jalen White on the other end of
White
that one.
Takes the pass for the touchdown.
For a 12-yard score here Yeoman in the fourth quarter. And the Yeoman extend their lead to 30-7.
They've been on Keaton Denio. Almost looked like he had a jet screen going off to that right side, and they bid on that, and it left the middle of the field wide open for Jalen White.
A 52-yard drive capped off by that touchdown pass to Jalen White. Here's Yvonne for the Minamano CarQuest extra point. Shelton to hold it. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is good. So the Yeoman answer the Lago Vista touchdown with one of their own and lead it 31-7, 4:32 remaining in regulation. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
This year, give the gift of total relaxation with a massage package from the Galleria Wellness Center in Temple. The Let It Snow package includes a 30-minute Swedish massage with sea salt glow and an herbal escape manicure and pedicure, just $149. And the Polar Express 30-minute Swedish massage with 15-minute face and scalp massage is just $40. A complete list of Christmas packages is online at galleria.massagetherapy.com or stop by 1005 Marlinwood Road in Temple.
Also 52 yards and six plays.
52-yard drive and six plays for the Yeoman. It ends on a 12-yard touchdown pass to Jalen White, but a huge 45-yard pass play, Capriva to Colton Shelton on a 3rd and 19 after a dead ball personal foul call. The Yeoman converted. And they lead it now 31-7. Our Don's Paint and Body scoring drive recap there. Called Don. He takes the dents out of accidents right across from Brookshire Brothers on Highway 36 West in Cameron. Michael Yvonne gets set to kick it away here for the Yeoman, who now lead it 31-7 with 4:32 remaining in regulation. Three men back deep to return the kick from Yvonne. Boots it away. High kick that's going to be fielded at the 9. Up the right side across the 15. Crosses the 20. And out to about the 22-yard line for Lago Vista.
Flags down.
And there are flags down on the play.
It is. I said it a minute ago, and it's getting worse. It's Chip B down here.
Is this about the time that Buffalo Bill would say it's starting to get chippy?
He did.
I think so.
And it is. I was down there for the first part of the fourth quarter, and it was beginning to take that feel. Let's get the call from the field here.
Blocking him back.
And that's going to be against the Vikings.
Kick it, team. Dead ball.
Wow.
Receiving team. Those all set.
All right. So a block in the back, and then unsportsmanlike penalties against both teams. So those will offset, but the block in the back is going to mark this ball back inside the 20, back at around the 14-yard line. where Lago Vista will take over with 4:26 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 31-7, Yeoman lead it. Trying to get to the Region 4 finals with a win here tonight in Georgetown at Birkelbach Field. First and 10, ball on the 14-yard line. Here's a handoff up the middle and running room through a gaping hole across midfield. And finally brought down is Zufelt, the junior running back. Colt Labai finally brings him down all the way down inside Yeoman territory at the 35-yard line. So a big run there by Zufelt.
50 yards.
From the 14, and the Vikings have a first and 10 at the Cameron 35. And now a timeout called by the Yeoman with 4:16 remaining here in the fourth. It is Cameron 31, Lago Vista 7. A 30-second timeout, and we're right back. Cameron Yeoman football continues.
Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron is your one-stop headquarters for do-it-yourself projects and really any job around the house. Here's another November deal, an Ace Brand indoor-outdoor 25-foot extension cord. While supplies last, just $12.99. Make sure you're ready for winter with electric, gas, and wood heaters now in stock while supplies last. Don't forget, Anderle Lumber Company is also stocking hardworking Dickies winter wear. Get yours now before they're gone at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
After the timeout, it's going to be Lago Vista football with a first and 10 down at the O 35-yard line. With 4:16 remaining in regulation, and the Yeoman on top here, 31-7. As the Vikings get a 50-yard run out of Zufelt. Now play action pass, Abrams rolling to the near side, and will be forced out of bounds back at around the 36. So that's going to officially, I guess, go down as a sack because he will lose a yard. No, they spot it right on the 35, so no gain on the run by Bryce Abrams, the quarterback.
And, Rob, that was a step out of bounds or get creamed to play for Abrams there, and he made the right decision.
Second down and 10 from the 35-yard line. As they will come to the line with two backs in the backfield. Here's a handoff. Flags are down, and they're going to blow this play dead, which would make you think motion penalty possibly against the Vikings right here.
Well, you know how they come out of the huddle real quick and get up to the line of scrimmage?
A little
they did, but the right side kept moving.
A little too quick there.
They've done that several times tonight, and kind of been amazed they haven't been called on it yet.
So back this one up. It'll be second down and 15 back at the Yo 40-yard line. As the clock continues to run here with 4 minutes to play. And the Yeoman on top, 31-7. And they'll sprint to the line once again at the 40-yard line. And the wingback goes in motion. It's another play-action pass. Abrams rolls right, throws right. And that pass intended for Connor Guillaume, and it's incomplete, sets up a third down and 15 back at the 40-yard line. Yeoman led 21-0 at the half, added a 45-yard Michael Evon field goal in the third. Lago Vista would score in the fourth, but the Yeoman answered it with a 52-yard drive to take a 31-7 lead. And with that off unbalanced line once again, they'll give it to the fullback, and he is blasted in the middle. Edgar Luna once again there in on the tackle for the Yeoman.
Third and 15, the handoff to the up the middle to the fullback is probably not the first play call I would have chosen.
Did not catch anybody by surprise. Ryan Cullen makes in on the tackle as well. Edgar Luna and the rest of the front there for the O defense.
And I probably wouldn't have taken it right at Edgar either.
Defensive changes in the ball game.
Fourth down. And now whistles, and I believe Lago Vista is going to take a timeout. And we'll get some score updates here. Refurio leading Lexington now 35-21. Franklin and Tatum have gone final. The Franklin Lions, Coach, will reach the Region 3 final, where they will get Newton, who is just all over Grandview tonight, 62-20. And
what
it is
Franklin's score?
49-20, the final. Franklin over Tatum tonight. And still 34-33, Hallettsville leading in the other Region 4 game tonight. So that one going down to the wire here in Georgetown. The Cameron Yeoman in the driver's seat with 2:58 to play. And Lago Vista taking a timeout right here with a 31-7 Cameron Yeoman lead. As looks like Hallettsville and Hempstead will go to the wire. Hallettsville won that matchup 3 weeks ago, 22-19.
Yeah, close.
Yeah, it was a tight ball game. And the Hallettsville leading at 34-33 right now. 2:58 to go here. It is 4th and 15, and they're going to try to throw it deep down the sideline, and that ball is overthrown, intended for Ellison. Way too deep, and a turnover on downs, and the Yeoman will take over with 2:52 remaining in the ball game.
The only one with a chance
they
at that ball was
of nine for 4 yards and an interception.
Wow. So the Yeoman take over with under 3 minutes to play, and they will start at their own 40-yard line with 2:52 remaining in regulation. The Yeoman got a touchdown pass to get on the board in the first quarter. Capriva to Shelton, a defensive interception return for a score, and then an 8-yard run in the first half as Reed Nickerson has checked in at quarterback. And he'll take the snap and hand it off. It looks like Jaywan Anderson back in the ballgame. And no, actually lose about 3 yards on this play.
Well, this whole fourth quarter, they've just been stunning. Anything you try to run, they've got almost 7 or 8 men coming right at you. And look at all those clean white jerseys down there. They're not ready for that.
Lots of new faces in for the O offense here. Second down and 13 from the 37-yard line is Nickerson running the offense now at quarterback. Has three men wide left running that play clock all the way down with near 2 minutes to go in the game. It's a handoff to Anderson, who runs left, stutter steps, and is hit at about the line of scrimmage, and flags come in all over the place at the end of this play. As several flags thrown in at the end of this play at around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's going to be excessive chippiness on somebody.
Excessive chippiness. Here's a call.
Dead ball. Personal foul. Defense.
Well, that'll be an automatic first down for the Yeoman. As Lago Vista, as Bill said, the chippiness is going to give the Yeoman a first down here. With a minute 57 to go in the game. Now, the Bonham County team still alive in the playoffs. Thorndale, but they trail Mason in the fourth quarter, 41-28 in Class 1A Division 1. And another timeout here on the field called by the Vikings. They'll have one remaining, I believe. Hallettsville is now, they now lead it 42-39 with 8:29 remaining in that game down in Rosenberg tonight.
Sounds to me like there's lots of speed in that game or something.
You could bet on it.
Woo!
42-39, the latest score in that ball game. Hallettsville leading it. And one other update while we're in a timeout here. Refurio is now up 49-21 on Lexington in 2A Division 2.
We have a new running back. I believe he's up from the JV, number three.
That's going to be Treylon Smith.
Treylon Smith.
So first and 10 for the Yeoman at the Lago Vista 48-yard line. Smith is going to get in a run left to the 35. I'm sorry, the 45, and then inside the 40 down to around the 37-yard line on a first down run.
And if he doesn't slip on that cut right there, he made a cut back towards the inside. If he doesn't slip on that, I think he would have probably taken that one home.
So he does pick up the first down, and that will let the clock continue to run nearing the 1:40 mark, and the play clock down to about 15. As the now we'll get another change here as Dylan Raiola will come in to take the victory formation for the Yeoman. And a high snap that Dylan has to backtrack to, and he gets it and goes down on a knee back at the 45-yard line with a minute 15 remaining in regulation here.
Well, I think they know that Lago Vista has used up all their timeouts, and so now they're just going to let the clock run.
I think they have – do they have one left?
They have two left right now. Oh, no, they do have one. One left.
One left.
No, they're not going to use it up like the Marion coach did last week. As the Yeoman will let this play clock run down and take another snap out of the victory formation. And so Raiola will take a knee with 35 seconds remaining.
By the time they get this ball marked, I imagine that was the last play.
Yeah, they won't even have to snap the ball again as the Yo fans come to their feet. And the Yeoman will beat the Lago Vista Vikings for the second time this year. A 31-7 win over the Vikings. And the win will send the Yeoman to the Region 4 final, where they will take on the winner of Hallettsville and Hempstead next week in the Region 4 final. Once again, our final here, it's Cameron over Lago Vista by a final of 31-7. Hopefully, we can get our field mic to work long enough from the sideline tonight to talk to Coach Rick Rhodes here on our post-game show. We'll also take a look at some numbers here. 60-second timeout, and we'll be back to Birkelbach Field in Georgetown. Final tonight, Cameron over Lago Vista, 31-7.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd, and Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. For more than 25 years, you've been able to find EBCO Development in the phone book. How many other companies are still listed along with us? It's a good question. Check it out and see for yourself. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Quality remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. That's EBCO Development. Call us first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Back on our postgame show from Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, Cameron Yeoman will roll on to the region final where they will take on the winner of Hallettsville and Hempstead. That one is a wild one tonight down in Rosenberg, where the Hallettsville Brahmas lead that game right now 42-39, and they are still in the fourth quarter. Here, the Cameron Yeoman will win this one with a 31-7 final, and we will get Coach Rick Rhodes here on our postgame show, hopefully, here in just a moment. Coach, let's take a look at some of the first half numbers. Final numbers for tonight.
All right. Cameron Yeoman, 16 first downs to Lago Vista's 4. Total yards, Cameron Yeoman, 349. Lago Vista, 154. Cameron Yeoman rushing 52. Lago Vista ended up with 146. Cameron Yeoman were 24 of 34 with no interceptions for 285 yards, while Lago Vista was 1 of 10 with 2 interceptions for 4 yards. The Cameron Yeoman fumbled the ball one time. The penalties, the Cameron Yeoman had 7 penalties for 65 yards, while Lago Vista had 5 penalties for 50 yards. The Cameron Yeoman offensively spread the ball around to 7 different receivers. They had one receiver with 28 yards, one with 75 yards, 54, 75, 58. So throwing the football was pretty good tonight.
Yes, it was. I believe we've got Coach Rick Rhodes down on the field. Coach, are you with us?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
I can't. You're a little hoarse. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I was proud of our kid.
All right.
I thought our kids came out and played very well, especially our defense. I mean, our defense, my goodness gracious.
150 total yards allowed, Coach, and 50 of those obviously came on that run in the fourth quarter. And it's really hard to describe that defense tonight. Was just, I'm not sure if there's a word to describe how that unit played tonight.
Well, they're just getting better and better, and that's the encouraging thing. As long as we're playing good defense, we got a chance.
All right, offensively as well, you took care of the football. Tonight, one turnover, but pretty operational. The 2 scores in the first half, and then that nice long drive to answer their score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was proud of them. I thought our kids did good. I thought we executed on offense and did a great job of stopping them on defense.
All right, so now we can talk about next week, the winner of Hallettsville and Hempstead. Hallettsville's leading that game late, Coach, 42-39. I think they're in the fourth quarter. Possible sites for next week?
Well, you know, we'd like to get in the Alamo Dome, but we won't find out until Saturday night whether we can do that. So we'll talk about some, you know, maybe Bastrop, maybe Texas State. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Congratulations. I hope you feel better than you sound, Coach.
Oh, I feel a whole lot better than I sound. A whole lot better.
All right. Enjoy the win. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Coach Rick Rhodes, jubilant tonight. And again, just a suffocating performance by the Yeo defense. We got the numbers, the first half numbers. We talked to Coach Rick Rhodes. Let's get you some highlights from tonight's game as the Yeoman jumped on top in this game first, and they did it midway, or actually late in the first quarter, a 22-yard Colton Sheffield catch, and then a 22-yard Colton Shelton touchdown play.
Tenayo's Furniture Floor.
The Yeoman will send Sheffield and White to the near side. Austin Christie, wide right, along with Colton Shelton. Now Jaywan Anderson lines up on the near side as well. Capriva looking downfield, deep corner, got a man, caught, touchdown Yeoman.
That 22-yard play put the Yeoman up 7-0 after the Michael Yvonne extra point was good, and that put the Yeoman on the board. 32-yard field goal missed by Michael Yvonne just wide left, and that was late in the first quarter. And then on the ensuing drive, the Yeoman would score again. This time it was the defense that did it as Justin Pratt picked off the pass and returned it for a touchdown.
And the Vikings set up in a wing left. 2 backs behind Abrams. He wants to throw. Quick pass over the right side. Intercepted by the Yeoman. Going the other way. Inside the 15, the 10. Justin Pratt. Touchdown, Yeoman.
That would give the Yeoman a 14-0 lead. About 8:34 remaining in the first half. And again, another stop by the Yeo defense, who allowed just one first down in the first half. And there were 4 possessions that they forced Lago Vista's offense to go 3-and-out. The Yeoman would get on the board again late in the first half after a 32-yard pass to Colton Sheffield set the Yeoman up. An 8-yard touchdown run by Jaywan Anderson put him up 21-0.
Cole, he's inside the 5, fighting yardage. And he's in for the touchdown.
That would put the Yeoman up 21-0 going into the break. The Yeoman would take the opening possession of the third quarter, and they would drive 78 yards, a 45-yard field goal by Michael Evon, capped off a 13-play drive, and the Yeoman would lead it 24-0. Yeoman did turn the ball over in that third quarter as they would fumble on their second possession, but that defense once again stood tall. They did give up a first down, but they forced a turnover on downs at that possession. Then the Yeoman would get the ball again in the third quarter, an interception by Colton Labai. That was actually early in the fourth. The Yeoman turned the ball over on downs, and then Lago Vista gets on the board following that drive as they get a four-yard touchdown run by Chris House. Cuts the lead to 24-7. The Yeoman answer right back, though, as they go 52 yards on six plays. A big play on that drive, a 45-yard pass from Capriva to Colton Shelton, and then this 12-yard touchdown pass from Capriva to Jalen White. Capriva will play action, pass into the end zone, ball is caught. Touchdown, Yeoman. And that would be the final score of the night as the Yeoman would win it by a final tonight of 31-7 and move on to the Region 4 finals where they await the winner of Hallettsville and Hempstead. But once again, as we recap things here, Coach, Yeoman play very well again. They take care of the football and the defense plays lights out. You're going to add up to winning some football.
I made
games.
A little note here. I looked down here. They had a 50-yard run and a 25-yard run when we didn't have our first defense in there. That's 75 yards of their 150 that they had. So you take those two runs away, and they had 75 yards total offense for the night. So the Cameron Yeoman defense, and I mean that secondary, was all over them. There was no receiver running around with no one on him, and several times there were two or three people on him. They threw two, and if you tried to throw it long, he either threw it away or we intercepted it. So the Cameron Yeoman defense was awesome.
Forcing Lago Vista to do something that they don't do. And forcing, and we've talked about that before, forcing your opponent to change what they do, change their game plan, force them into doing something they're not comfortable doing. And the O defense was highly successful doing that tonight defensively.
Well, let me show you how quickly they got out of their game plan and what kind of respect they had for the Cameron Yeoman defense. They come out of here and run the first play for 5 yards on a power sweep. They come right back and try two passes. I mean, they don't throw the ball that many times in a season. They threw the ball twice, and we shut them down. And all of a sudden, they were trying to go to a passing game that they don't have. And then the running game they had, we just stuffed it. I mean, that defensive line just shut down their running game.
31-7 is our final tonight. Tonight's Standards Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Player, Coach.
Cameron Yeoman defense.
Again.
I mean, how do you pick one guy out?
You can't.
You can't. That was the difference. They just shut down Lago Vista.
All right. Tonight's Standards Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Player is the Yo defense. And Standards is the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Home Health and Hospice, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Want to say thanks to our, let's get you one more update here on Hallettsville and Hempstead. Hallettsville leads that game with 2 minutes to go, and the Bramers are up by 10, 49-39 in that game. So as it appears right now, and some weird things happen in the final 2 minutes of playoff football games, but right now it looks like it will be the Hallettsville Bramers next week. As well. Now, we do know that East Bernard and Refurio And that's going to be a heck of a matchup in Division Two between those two teams out of Region Four. East Bernard with a win tonight over Blanco, and Refugio beats Lexington tonight. And those two teams play at Bobcat Stadium in San Marcos, we understand, next week. So right now, 49-39, Hallettsville leading that game with about 2 minutes to go. And, of course, we'll have a full rundown tomorrow morning on the Saturday morning Central Texas High School football scoreboard. Do want to say thanks to our sports team tonight, Dallas Reed back at the ranch in the captain's chair, and Jerry Bethel snapping the camera for KMIL.com, our very own Buffalo Bill Whitmire roaming the sidelines tonight. We appreciate that, even though our broadcast equipment was not completely up to par tonight.
Would it not be? Would it be inappropriate for me to say that it wasn't bad not having Bill on there? I mean, I don't want to say. You know, I don't want. Let's don't say that.
You don't want to say that.
I have a microphone right here.
All right, appreciate that. Remember, thanks to our account executive Denise Tao and Sherry Smitherman, and all of the sponsors that make our Yeoman football coverage possible here on the ranch. Please go by some of those sponsors and let them know how much you appreciate them helping us bring you Cameron Yeoman football each week. Join us tomorrow morning for the high school football scoreboard here on the ranch. In-depth look at games across the heart of Texas in the playoffs on the air tomorrow morning at somewhere around 7:45. That will conclude our coverage of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football tonight. For Ed, Joe, and Bill, I'm Rob Reed. Again, our final Cameron over Lago Vista by a final of 31-7. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night.